This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Where's your music?
Nothing's happening.
Where's your music?
I press that.
Where's your music?
I press that.
Well, this is the start of the show, the music should have come on. Now there's
a man has...
The bloke come in.
Oh my God! On FUBAR Radio. Yeah. What a terrible start to the show.
Awful show.
This is David Bowie, can only get better.
Yeah.
It's me and Angelos.
Hello.
Shut your face, you silly cow.
Yeah.
Big finish. Here we go! Gene Genie!
I should have had one more Gene Genie on the end.
Of course they
really
should.
Just to wrap the whole thing up.
They leave you wanting more.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more. So remember,
it's a good job, isn't it?
Remember that about halfway through this 3-hour ep.
Here we are again. Here we go.
They said it would never last.
And here we are, 3 shows later. And it really, I reckon we've got maybe one more in us.
I think so.
And then that probably will be it.
Yeah. But the critics...
So it probably won't last, but you know.
Well, you know, it's fun while it lasts.
Whilst it lasted.
We've had some lovely moments.
Electric moments. So what have the critics been saying?
The critics, you know, last show we done, what was it, Dame Bowers, we had...
We had Kenzie, we had Robert Popper on. No, that was 2 weeks ago.
We had
Karen from Dover with her 8 bulldogs.
Cigarette problem.
That's right, asthmatic. We had Dave from Cornwall. It could have been Sam or Tom, I don't remember.
Most people are called Dave.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
definitely one Sybil.
We had
problems with his flatmates. We sorted that right out.
Yeah. We had Professor Heinz Wolf on.
Yes, and he was doing Now Get Out of That, wasn't he?
Get Out of That.
He came in a sack and we had to undo him.
And we had, who else we have on? Vorderman, she come on
she
briefly.
She popped in just to say hello. She wasn't actually on the show.
She wasn't on, she come in and give us a long division.
That's right, we worked that out and then she cleared off.
It's a piece of cake.
It's easy, wasn't it? Especially when you've got a calculator.
Well, exactly. We had a wonderful, and do you know what? He's laughing to himself there because he had a calculator on his phone.
Well, she didn't know, did she? She didn't know.
She didn't know nothing.
Yeah, that's how you are.
This here is the reviews. Here, look.
What we got?
Daily Mail, 5 stars.
Explosive.
Sunday Express, 4 stars.
Not bad at all.
Once again, only 1 star in time out. What do they know? Nothing.
Are you sure they're listening to the same show, Barry? Because I'm starting to get very suspicious. How can I give this 1 star? They must be off their rockers.
They're all there, their media types, all their hunch, doubles, snorting, saying off them.
They want to manage their expectations. That's what they want to do,
mate. What do they expect? They get you and me in here. We've done next to no preparation.
Yeah.
And suddenly, it's only 1 star. What do you expect?
Well, yeah, exactly. Excuse me. We've never done this before.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we just come in here, turn the microphones on and off we go.
What do you want?
How many stars do you want for that?
What do you expect?
Hey?
It's not the Today programme, is it?
And yet... The Daily Mail give us
five stars.
So I don't know what that says about them.
I'll tell you what I reckon after today's show.
They took a photograph of me coming out of the radio show in my anorak and they stuck it all over their papers and they had a go at me for saying I was fat. It really is starting to get on my tit ends.
Yeah, it's invasive. It's invasive. Mm. They got a picture of me coming out of my bloke and I got a photographer.
Yeah.
I had him. I went dosh.
Oh, you give him
one. I've gone smack, I've gone smack, I've gone dosh. Well,
you knock him out.
And sure enough, they've gone through my bins.
Have they?
They've gone through my bins looking for little notes, little notelets to you.
What did they find? The fish fingers?
They found the fish fingers.
Yeah.
My Margaret's had a touch of...
glaucoma.
There's a couple of tissues there with some
muck all over them.
Ladies, I muck all over them.
Yeah.
They found a razzle from 1978, which I was having a clear out.
Oh, yeah. I thought it got stuck in the bottom of the bin.
Got stuck to the bin juice and a glaucoma fluid.
All stuck together, was
all it? All stuck together. Disgusting. They found...
1-star timeout.
They found a timeout that I threw in the bin in disgust.
In disgust, Barry.
Found a couple...
Best place for it, mate.
Couple of tins of Arthur's.
Right.
They found an old... Well, we had a chicken tikka masala the other night. The leftovers of that.
An old tin of Andrew's liver salts.
A wagon wheel. £2.50. I don't know what that was doing in there.
Well, you took that. Did they take that right?
They had the decency. I'll give them that. They had the decency to get that back.
Stuck that back through the letterbox.
Through the letterbox, sort of thing.
Covered in muck.
Covered in my wife's eye muck. Mm. And then...
Yes?
Hold on, I sat on
something. So, but Barry, did they get any dirt on you?
They got...
Nothing
on me.
Absolutely.
There's no flies on me.
Because if you go, like, writing stuff on bits of paper and sticking it down, you just stick it straight through your shredder, don't you?
Oh, I've got a shredder because you can't be too careful.
Do you know, I like to shred all my financial irregularities.
Do you?
Yeah, no, because when they got me into shout out Enron, the first thing that you want to do is get yourself a shredder. Get yourself down PC World. You don't have to spend any more than about 50 quid on that. And then just get everything in the files and go. You want to go back a few years and stick them all in the shredder.
You shredded your post office book?
Shredded that, mate. I shredded all my P45s. I shredded my benefits.
All that stuff. Disability, housing, benefit.
I shredded a lot of stuff I shouldn't have shredded as well.
Yeah, that was silly, really. That was silly.
I shredded the deeds to my house.
Yeah.
I shredded the blueprints
to
my house.
You can't be too careful. Birth certificates.
Yeah, paintings.
Those lovely paintings you had. You had a Monet in there.
Yeah, I shredded all of that. I just got carried away.
Well, you can't be too careful. Oh. I mean, you know, you had membership to the Leisure Centre, didn't you?
Yeah, that
was spinning class.
Yeah, that
shredded
got shredded, mate. I tell you what, I wasn't too unhappy about that, Barry.
Because you was never went there.
What a load of old shit that is.
You spin all day. Do you get anywhere? No, it's all on a spot.
I just stand in one place and go round and round in circles.
Did you get any feature?
I don't need to spend £40 to do that. I can do it in the privacy of my own home.
Exactly.
And then fall on the floor afterwards.
Exactly.
For nothing. Who's coming up on the show, Barry?
On the show, we've got Lucy Montgomery. We've got other people. Unfortunately, you shredded all the details of who's on, which was ridiculous. And
we're playing catch-up.
We have got... someone's pointed out the list of people. It was a sort of joke. It doesn't matter. We've got...
Oh, is it a joke?
Lucy Montgomery, one of the funniest... She's proper funny.
She's like... Proper funny.
Yeah. She'd done all sorts of things. We'll find out. She's from Cambridge. They're all from bloody Cambridge.
Was she just from the town?
She went to university.
Oh, she was university.
I mean, what did she learn?
If you're not from Cambridge, you're from Hull.
That's what I say.
You know, if I'm ever in a meeting, I say, oh, God, if he's not from Cambridge, he's from Hull.
Yeah, that's always the way, isn't it?
They look at me like I've got 2 heads, Barry, when I say that.
They don't get you sometimes. They don't get. We've got Doug Siegel.
Oh, I like him.
Who is a mind reader and a clairvoyant. He's cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances. And Big Brother winner.
He hasn't, though, has he?
Oh, it's a joke. It's in the Magna Carta. It's in the Magna Carta.
Which I've shredded.
Which you've shredded. Yeah. If anyone claims to be a medium, you always do that joke. cancelled due to unforeseen
circumstances.
Well, I'm out of the loop.
And
there.
Get this, we've got Big Brother winner Josie Gibson, no less.
Big Brother winner 2010. So it was when it was still, you know, one of the best things to watch on telly. Yeah.
Do you know, this is the second week running we've had someone from Big Brother. Isn't it?
We know.
We've had...
They're all welcome. I'd like to just an open invitation to any of the 3,000 people that have been on Big Brother. You are all welcome on here if you want to come and have a chat about your experiences.
You may be stacking shelves. Yeah. You may be trying to generate some sort of pop career, but to us, you're very special.
Yeah.
Very special.
You know, I do have regrets about last week's show, Barry.
What particularly?
When I found out that Kenji was in the Big Brother house with John McCririck, I didn't pursue that angle enough.
What did you want to know? Is he as gorgeous
in real
life?
Well, I just wanted to know if he was as gorgeous as he looked on the telly.
In real life, McCririck.
I wanted to see what Kenji had on him. You know?
Well, exactly. I thought what was funny was an endearing, really. Every time we mentioned Big Brother, they had to remind us it was the celebrity.
Yeah, they did say that, and they sort of visibly winched as
they
did, in their seat.
He was nice. What's his name? James Bowlam. He went out with Jordan, and that.
And he was quite willing to talk about it, wasn't he?
He was very, really, very willing to talk about it.
He wasn't guarding. He wasn't covering his clothes to his chest or whatever the saying is. I don't know what the saying is.
I bet he had to shred a lot of stuff. Love letters. If only she could write.
I'd have thought
he would. He probably would have. To shred
only him, you could write. And Jordan, if you're listening, you're very welcome on this show.
Oh, I'd love to have Jordan on here.
Lucy Montgomery's arrived.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah, she's
hello, isn't she lovely?
She's got blonde hair.
I didn't remember her having blonde hair.
No, she changes it with, you know, unusual rapidity.
It's very nice.
She should shred that hair.
See the
roots.
Yeah, Josie Gibson will be in.
And that's it.
The big three. But we might throw it open to the phones.
Is there a tweeting line that I can tweet
on? Tweet Fubar Radio. Fubar Radio.
Right.
Email Barry at FubarRadio.com.
Okay, do that.
Now, listen, we're going to have a song and then we're going to come back with our first very, very, very special guest. But in the meantime, this is...
I like this one.
Do you?
It's all like Doctor Who, like.
Oh, it's Django Django.
Django Django.
Django Django.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
We want to get that Benjamin Cumberbatch in there. That's what we want.
I
want
to get him in here.
Is he Doctor Who now?
Nah, he's not. He's the other one, isn't he?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that's it.
Sherlock Holmes. So,
Sherlock Holmes.
Benjamin Cumberbatch coming up.
Doctor Who song.
They should release that as a Doctor Who song.
Yeah, they should, shouldn't they? He changed the name and then just chuck it out again and see if anyone knows it.
You know, they'll buy any old rubbish.
And especially in Belgium.
This is true. You know where the theme tune to Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah, I do know that,
This is true. I done a version of that when someone's out and I sang it. And do you know...
Where did you do it?
Into a microphone.
What happened to it?
And do you know what they done with it?
Nah, chucked it in the bin.
Chucked it, shredded it and chucked it in the bin.
Fair enough. At least you had a go.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And you know who wrote it and recorded it? Someone you know.
Oh, I don't know.
She's in television.
What's your name?
Lisa Clark.
Oh, I thought you'd introduce our guest.
You know her husband.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God.
Oh, look.
Hello.
Sorry. Talking of musical guests, Gary Barrow.
Who's Gary, you prick?
I don't know who he is. Talking of
Candy
musical
Carmel.
Hello, everybody. It's so great to be here.
She's getting on a bit. Listen.
What does that mean, my sweetheart?
How old are you?
Can I just say you both got beautiful voices for radio?
Oh,
haven't you? And you're so nice. Handsome.
Here we go.
She can charm the birds out the trees this way.
She can come back anytime she likes.
I want my big introduction, please.
I'm trying to give it to you, my sweet angel, but you're tramping all over it. Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, now we've got one of the biggest musical singers ever been built. And she's from Las Vegas, and she's done Madison Square Gardens, and she's done Streatham Ice Rink, and she's done the Ball Ring in Birmingham.
Love that place.
And now she's here with us. Please welcome Candy Carmel.
Thank you, bless you. Oh, what an audience.
So, Candy, just tell us, please, what are you doing currently in England? Are you touring or are you just mucking about?
I've just come here to, see if I can. Well, actually, I want to know if you guys would be on my show.
What?
Well, depends what it is. I agree to it.
It's entertainment, it's music. Sometimes I have a few strokes and I can't actually do all the songs, but...
I should describe to the listeners, her face has fallen slightly and one of her eyes is a bit lower than the other. Just to paint
but I'm
picture.
Still beautiful! But am I too loud for the microphone?
No,
she's so beautiful. You're an extraordinary woman.
I'm half metal. I've had so many operations.
Some parts of Candy have been in show business for 40 years.
That's right. But some I only bought yesterday.
Some just sort of put on yesterday.
Is that a new chin you're sporting there?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous.
It's a beautiful. No, not that one, the other one. The
I got a few.
On top of that.
I've got another one in my handbag.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I need something to catch the dribble because sometimes my nails go.
Yes, can we get
you know that feeling? Have you
get
got
the
a
funnel?
Bucket?
Can you bring the funnel in?
Oh,
we got the funnel, and there's a saucer on that. That's dripping.
I've got
whatever
need
that
more
is.
Than a saucer, sweetheart.
Your hip is dripping for some reason.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll just patch it.
Candy
up.
Carmel is over here. She's asked us to be
feelings. Oh, nothing more than feelings.
One of those songs.
That's all I can remember.
No,
sometimes I can only remember one word of a song and then I try.
Mm. Do you know what? It's but you know you've got that leitmotif.
Downtown. It's gone.
That wonderful set. What was that downtown?
Talented girl from Ipanema.
How
did that go? You got a beautiful voice. You got beautiful pipes.
When you were going and the bus was going, you could always go
downtown.
Bit chop heavy there.
Bit choppy.
Sweetheart, you gotta get the belt out. Oh, the people people in the ballroom
won't hear
you back.
That's what they've come to pay for.
I mean, I don't want to spoil the show, but presumably tell us a lot of some of your wonderful showbiz anecdotes.
Oh, yeah, and also, a big shout out to all the homosexuals. It's a great week to be gay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gay marriage? Who am I gonna marry now? Because my boyfriend's gonna marry his boyfriend.
Oh.
It's terrible news for me.
You've been married.
You're homosexual. Poor cow. Are you a homosexual? I only ever talk to homosexuals.
Yeah, I'm homosexual, yeah. For the benefit of the show today,
Good. I don't want any straights in this room. Is he homosexual? Get out.
That one there,
I want him in.
He don't mind fiddling about.
No, he don't mind. That's how you get on in this
guy.
Tell me. When you do your show, what are some of the lovely anecdotes? Because you've
been around for a long time.
You were with the Rat Pack for a while, weren't you?
I was with Frank and the other ones.
Dean and Sammy.
Peter Lorre. The little guy. Yeah.
You've done. And what do you and Dean? Dean Martin.
We were pretty heavy for a while there.
Was it true that you wrecked the Savoy Hotel? We come over in, 1973?
That's right. Well, I took a lot of pills. That's it. It's a lot of affected me in any way. It's absolutely fine.
I think your ear just fell off.
Yeah.
Oh, pick that up. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I get a new one. That's fine.
Lovely. That's fine.
I'll just stick the wig
put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag. I'll tell you what, though. You have got the body of an 18-year-old. It's under some floorboards in your bedroom, and it just borrowed bits.
Oh, you. I wrote
that down earlier.
No, it's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
It's a serial killer joke.
It's a serial killer. It's a joke. Yeah.
I've never killed anybody except through love. They have died of broken hearts.
You've killed a few songs, though. I mean, like, in a good way.
Oh, I can kill them, baby. I can kill a tune.
Yeah.
So you and Dean Martin, you went out with him for what? A couple of nights. Yeah,
two nights.
We were pretty.
In Hollywood terms, that's a lifetime, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is it true?
Did you take him down the Empire?
Excuse me?
Did he take him down the Empire?
Did he take you up
the
Empire?
He took me every which way.
Wait, but loose.
Yeah.
Is it true?
And the monkey. I know the monkey from that film.
Oh, you went to see that film with Dean Martin?
Yeah.
That's a nice
date. Orangutan. Is it orangutan or a monkey?
Orangutan.
What a lovely film.
She's gone a little bit. But is it true that you drank the minibar with Dean Martin and shat all the way up the walls?
Where did you hear this?
Well, it was
in your book.
That's why I always wear brown trousers these days, because you just don't know when it's going to happen. Is that why you're wearing them? Mm.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with my bowels. Any mess that happened earlier was my wife's glaucoma when she came in here.
Yeah.
She was leaking.
Oh, she here now? She gone? I do... It's very testosterone heavy in here. There's a funk. When I walked in, there was such a funk.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I feel, I feel like I could get pregnant just being in this room. I'm actually lactating right now.
Absolutely. I would say the testosterone levels have gone through the roof now. I only have to look at a woman.
Don't get
off that stool.
Because I'm cockeyed. But the thing is, what I want to do is hear about that lovely time. You and you was in Vegas. Remember she was in Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Not the amusement arcade in Watford District. Proper Vegas.
Oh, I should go there now I'm on my visit.
Yeah, she should do a couple of songs down here. In amongst the fruit machines.
The sluts machines. What is your time in Vegas?
We've all got speech impediments. How did that happen?
Listen, that's because...
Perfect for radio, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. I need to get something to catch the spittle.
Shove that tooth back in and you should be, all right.
Yeah.
What was the best song ever written from the glory days of song of your life? What was it, and can we hear it?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early...
I get
emotional.
Oh.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You've gotten a word.
Ba-ba-ba, I have not. Ba-ba-ba, America. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You're going?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Go on, girl.
Go on, girl.
Shit. Someone whack her.
I'll clear
someone
that.
Someone whack her.
That's the best song ever written. Then the best way it's ever been sung.
I would agree with that.
It's moving.
I would agree
very
with
very
it.
Very moving. The hairs on the back of my ball bag was really sticking up.
Stuck to your legs.
Stuck to my legs.
I could get a pair of balls. I could ring my doctor. I could get him. You can get me anything you want.
Yeah.
I've had 5 pairs of titties.
Okay.
A new vagina.
Right. Nice of you to put them all on at once to visit us. It's a little bit
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. But she made the effort.
Otherwise, I didn't burst on the plane on the way over.
Well, exactly. Look, I'll tell you what. What I want to know is who is the biggest star you've ever worked with, and are they still alive?
Are we including the present company?
Stars, not us.
Not this your stars.
No, A-listers.
Yeah.
Well,
A-listers.
Not including Bradley Walsh.
I love Bradley Walsh.
I know you
do.
He
is an absolute star. Let me see, the biggest person I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
It would have to be Tom Jones.
Tom Jones off of The Voice.
That The what?
The Voice.
The Voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should get on that show.
You should definitely get on that show. Fly. Yeah, yeah.
But Tom is just randy as an old goat.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't leave you him in a room with a plug.
Surprise me.
With a plug?
Anything with a hole. A socket.
Oh, blimey.
Well, that has shattered my illusion, hasn't it, of Tom Jones?
He's always been one of my favourites, Tom Jones, and I mean, his reputation as a swordsman precedes him.
Yeah.
I mean...
He does fencing?
Yeah, yeah, but it's funny, he's got the three penises, which why the plug is useful,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, he's got more than enough.
And luckily he's AC/DC. Now, there we are, that's the sort of joke based on electricity. Now, listen, what we're going to do is, we're going to pick up Sandy's bag that's flopped out.
Candy.
No, Sandy, she's just in the other room. And then we're going to pick up Candy's bag, and then we're going to play a song.
Yeah. Is Candy going or is she staying?
No. Oh, she's staying.
Oh, she's staying. Oh, fantastic.
You want me to go?
No, I don't want you,
don't
you
want
to
go. No
I
one
you
wants
stay.
You to go.
What have we got here?
This is a Happy Mondays.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, dear.
But it's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I love. 10 minutes,
is it?
10 minutes.
Is it?
How long is it? Oh, lovely Happy Mondays.
Is it Happy Mondays?
Oh, lovely Happy Mondays. They're all on the drugs, aren't they?
They're all on the drugs.
Saying that.
What you need over that song is a really strong vocal.
I would say, well, yeah, she's
were
nice
you ever asked to be doing the Happy Mondays?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
I see you brought some wine gums in, Bella.
I brought some lovely
oh,
wine
it's
gums.
Too early to drink. Give me one.
Yes. Do you want a port or a burgundy?
Both. A cocktail.
A cocktail
of
wine
gums.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm.
Do you want one, Angela?
Nah, it's a slippery slope, isn't
it? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
They're very Moorish.
They are Moorish. In fact, you brought those in. I brought in something myself, which
ooh,
I have not tried
there?
Before.
What are they?
Going to
let's
try
have a look. What's it got
time.
There?
It's called heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, Earth. Yeah. It's amazing
you
stuff.
You like a bit of heroin?
Mm.
Yeah, I've got all my paraphernalia. Got my spoon. And you see, there
uh-huh.
it is. Yeah.
Why do they call it brown sugar?
Oh, because it
tastes so
nice,
good.
I think. And you can put it in your tea. I think that's what
okay,
I call it.
Okay, let's
that.
Do it.
What
yeah,
do you
yeah.
do with that then? There's a bit of foil you've got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you get the foil and I think you just like burn something on the spoon.
On the spoon.
And then
then you drink it. Here,
no,
let me try.
No, no, careful.
No, it's still hot. Oh.
Mmm. That's really rather delicious.
Okay, so it's like 50 quid's worth of heroin
yeah, straight in her gob.
Okay.
It's very Moorish heroin.
Well, that's what they say.
Very
yeah.
Moorish.
I don't, yeah. I'm not an addictive personality. No. I take one sniff at something and that's it. I'm done. I'm sated.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I won't need any more heroin.
Your nose is bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's, my lipstick has run.
You're having another stroke.
That's how I
the
prefer
other way.
To see it. Yeah.
Good God.
Your face is starting to fall.
Okay. I'm having something
okay. Yeah, there's something definitely going on with her nose.
You might need a drink of water.
Absolutely fine. Yeah. Let's carry on with that.
Okay.
One of her arms is twitching
oh,
horribly. Oh, God, is she right?
More of her forehead is being exposed.
Oh, my God, hold on.
Oh, hello. Hello, hello there.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm back in the room.
Go. Right, shot of adrenaline there.
Oh, thank you. I always keep adrenaline in my handbag. You should do the same.
Yeah.
I mean, what about this fog today? And the air pollution. Mm. I can barely breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. Rennie and a shot of adrenaline
yeah.
and that shot anyway.
And chase a dragon,
yeah.
that'll probably do it.
That's it,
know.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's not, no. So kind!
So
are you a big drugs fan?
Oh yeah, drugs are great.
How long have you been doing the drugs?
Since I was 6 years old. You
oh.
see, my mother was a big star. And she sat me on her knee when I was
oh,
little and
lovely.
She said, Candy,
oh,
you are going to be... a legend.
Oh my God.
And I said, Mama, are you telling me the truth? And she said, yes, yes, you are, sweetheart. And then she put me on the drugs. And I was!
Oh, she stuck you on the drugs.
She said you're a little bit chubby. We need to lose some weight. Take these pills.
Oh, that's, right, that's slimming pills.
And it worked.
What a lovely story. Lovely.
She was such a good mother.
Lovely. And when you went in the studio, you had a 3-picture deal, didn't you, when you was about 10 years old?
10 years old, I did all the horsey pictures, all the doggy pictures.
That's right.
And the one with the toad, did you see that?
Yeah.
I think I've seen one of your doggy pictures. It's in a safe in the News of the World.
And that one with the toad.
I've seen that.
Well, those were the crazy days in the 70s, you know, Studio 53.
Yeah,
53. And we were all out of it completely. I mean, the people, they're young now, they think they're doing crazy things.
Do you ever meet Andy Warhol?
Oh, Andy was,
What's he like?
He was very cold.
Was he?
Was he?
What, you mean like distant, or you, when you touch him, you're like, oh, bloody hell. You've been in the freezer?
Both.
Both.
That's what they did, the Nazi type, stand in a freezer, cut the mouth, call it art.
He had a chest freezer, and he would sit in there.
Sit in it.
With his tins of soap.
Cryogenically freeze himself.
Happy as Larry. Yeah.
Right.
Was it a statement about art, or was he just a bit bonkers?
It was very hot one New York summer, and he couldn't get the air conditioning to work.
He sat in the freezer.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And what was that lovely song you used to sing as a little girl? You was famous for that lovely song you sung on them.
Lollipops, 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 we all love lollipops. Lollipops, lollipops, we all love lollipops. Ices, ices, we all love ices. Wafers, wafers, we all love. You carry on.
I love a flake, I love a flake in the ice.
Oh, yeah, carry on.
Yeah, 99 and 99. I love a lick of a 99. You sold ice creams, didn't you, though?
I did.
That was wonderful.
That was the song
that
you used to sing from the van.
I was in a van.
It was called The Girl in the Ice Cream Van! Exclamation
It was a beautiful with Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis played my papa.
What was he like?
Randy.
The Status Quo in that one?
Francis Rossi was auditioned for the part,
but he didn't get it. No, that's all right. Yeah.
That's it.
That's coming back to me now.
I saw a wonderful movie the other day. Run for Your Wife. Ray Cooney.
Oh, it's a play on words.
Oh, it's such a good film.
It's a good film.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Denise Van Outen. Who knew?
Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer's
in it. Yeah.
He's so talented.
What else have you seen since you've been over here? I mean,
down the cinema, have you?
Cinema.
I've seen the Moon film.
The Lone Survivor.
The moon and the Earth film. The
Gravity.
That's the one. Yeah.
What
Space.
About? Is it true that you went over to see Fergie? You know, the Princess of Duchess of York. She wanted to see. She's a big fan, and you used to see her out in L.A. And you went, I was reading the Daily Mail, you went over to Sandringham to see her.
She used to call me anytime there were children's parties. If Andrew was having a cocktail party or a barbecue, we would go there and I would sing.
Yeah.
We were firm friends.
Yeah.
Is she as gorgeous
she
in real life?
She loves drugs too.
Yeah.
She is really gorgeous.
I heard.
She's a little bit chubby now.
She's had a couple of kids, isn't she?
My womb was like a dusty old Hoover bag. They never stuck.
Anytime
they all fell out.
Yeah.
The tiny little bubbles.
How many have you had?
I've had 16 abortions and 15 miscarriages.
They've had to prop your womb up with a manhole cover now, haven't they?
Sweetheart.
I saw it in your biography.
I'm ready to try one more time, fellas, if anyone wants to take this cup and go into the...
I won't do
not
that.
Not for you?
Not for me.
Yours, but listen, Charlie Chaplin had children really late. I mean, you look like a very virile man.
Well, I am virile. I just don't want to have you having any of my offspring. That's the thing. I don't think it's fair on the children.
Well, no, because you live in LA and you live in
Watford.
I'm a very nurturing person.
If you were willing to move to West Watford with me,
then you can talk.
Then we can talk.
Sounds good. What's there for me?
We've got the early bird at the harvester. If you get there before 6, there's a third off. I could probably get you a gig at the Tide Farm Social Club in South Harrow.
Sounds beautiful.
Regular gig, no?
Regular gig.
Regular gig.
Raj at the newspaper shop, he started doing Quality Streets. He's got a job lot, say. Probably some sort of people. I could get you that. I've got a lovely new chippy that's
a paper round just to tide you over before the gigs start coming in, isn't it?
And then I'd show you off to all my friends.
Mm. I would be, like, you know, the candy on your arm. Special
the
dazzling.
Candy on
dazzling
my
lady. Could we go dancing?
We could go dancing. We could, you know, what we could do.
Palace.
We could go Watford Palace. Yeah. We could do the.
Does the Queen live there?
No.
We could go jogging.
We could go jogging, piking, any of that.
Piking? Is that piking. Fishing?
I think that's just looking at other people. It's crossing your cobblers up against a window screen. A windscreen and, you
watch
know,
a watch a pair of them go at it.
Watch
in
a
van.
Pair of them go at it
in the
van.
Van.
It's pretty much
that
what it is.
Sounds very 70s to me.
Yeah.
Lollipop, lollipop.
Oh, I
like lollipop. Lollipop. 99. Listen, this is the Beastie. Oh, I keep pushing the wrong buttons. It's the Beastie Boys.
Who?
The Beastie Boys.
Who?
The Beastie Boys.
Oh, okay.
It's Sabotage!
You're pregnant,
aren't you? Oh, dear. What a flipping racket.
Oh, what a load of rubbish that is.
What a load of old rubbish.
Well, who put that on?
God almighty. Put something decent on.
Yeah. Let's have a bit of Never the Twain.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The Spinners. What a load of shit.
So, who's popped in here?
Who's popped in?
Who's popped in?
Hello.
Look what a cat dragged in.
Look what the cat drags in.
Wow.
I'm going to have
and the cat has dragged in because her hair's all over the place. Oh, I think she's come on a motorbike.
Remember you said earlier she's gone like
I've
blonde.
Got very dry
blonde.
Hair. Yes,
it's very dry. Ladies and gentlemen.
Her roots are showing. Please welcome Lucia Montgomery.
Just for the record, I'm getting it done on Friday, so I'm going to look. I'm going to be a stunner on Friday.
Lucy, I don't give a shit. You've turned up here with roots.
This
like
is radio.
Black roots coming out of the top of your head.
Hair like a scarecrow.
You look like Courtney Love in about 1995.
Sounds
good
to me.
I don't know what you're playing at.
We were taken by surprise by the blonde hair. We didn't know she had blonde hair, did we?
No, I thought she was brown.
Collars and cuffs.
I thought she had a full set, mate.
We looked through, we thought, who's that? Slightly aging.
That blonde?
I've been nasty.
Is this what you do?
Yeah.
Have people on and then insult their appearance? Do you do this? Is it, or is this sort of just what
don't
you do to your female guests?
No, just,
you said.
Lucy, what we do
that.
Is we get people on and we tell the truth. Thank you. If you don't like it, then you can clear off.
All right.
No,
yeah.
Let's be nice.
Is it because I said something about your Sky Atlantic show earlier and that's why you're on radio?
Did,
is that why you're doing this now to me now?
No, I'm not. I don't, that's water off a duck's back.
Is it?
You got a Sky Atlantic pilot.
I did a Sky Atlantic pilot that came and went. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was going to be the best thing ever.
But
Sky said.
It sunk without a trace.
You did one as well, didn't you?
Yeah, no. You've done one in the same series.
None of that.
Yeah, he's got it. I think his is. He's actually got some interest from other channels.
Oh, we may. I wouldn't like to comment at this stage.
Lucy Montgomery, all joking aside.
All joking aside.
You look
don't
lovely.
Don't worry about how I look. It's fine. I don't care about how I look.
This is like the Daily Mail on the radio.
I know.
You look stunning.
How has it come to this?
You've lost weight.
I thought you were better than this.
Look.
Well, it's just lowest common denominator.
It's the lowest common denominator. Listen, Lucy, you're quite right, because we've never actually had a woman on the show.
Oh, goodness.
Don't really
but
know.
We don't really know how to speak to her.
Right, I see. Why don't you just look at me and imagine I'm a man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
should
that's
be quite
right.
Easy.
That's done it.
That's easy.
Okay, listen, mate.
Did you go out with Jordan?
Did you go out with Jordan?
Yes, I did. Is that what you want to hear?
I don't know.
Can you please ask her a proper question?
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
You still got that beach hat?
No, I had to sell it to pay my tax.
Your husband.
Explosive stuff, Liz.
Her husband is Rhys Thomas.
We all know that.
She was on the Brian Pern thing the other day, and I thought it was my favourite bit when you come on.
Thank you.
And I think you was doing Candy Carmel.
No, I wasn't. It was my other voice.
Who's Candy Carmel?
Don't know.
It was, I was playing Mexican Cactus Player.
That's it. That was
some the... like this.
Oh, that's
my
it. And for those people who recognise Lucy, you might remember that other fantastic. Who was the like the French the maid? Spanish maid in
Oh, she was good.
Titty Bang Bang.
Yeah, don't look at me, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. That
another funny foreigner.
Yeah, sure. Well, what, you're I think a foreigner, shouldn't you?
I like the foreigner. She,
no, yeah, you're good
I like
at a foreigner. You're good at a foreigner.
You don't know. You'd only do serious voices.
No, I just do my own voice.
Just do your own one. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't do a funny voice because I think it's degrading.
Yeah,
and I think
so.
I think it's like, you know, you just feel dirty.
You should be happy with who you are.
Yeah, I think so. You'd be happy to present yourself.
You are a very fine specimen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now, everything's in the right place.
You've done everything on telly.
Everything.
The
yeah.
Mighty Boosh, the IT Crowd, Titty Bang Bang, as we said. And you've done Brian Pern, Bellamy's People, Radio 4. You've had lovely
You've
series.
Done a lot of
you've
research.
You've had a good run on
you?
There.
I've done all this
a
research.
A lot of research yourself with your own old fingers. I saw an old man in the library the other day and we taught how to you know, use a computer. Oh, I nearly cried. It was beautiful. He was booking hypothetical holidays he couldn't afford, TVs he couldn't buy.
Are you mad?
No, there was a nice lady showing him how to use the buttons. And I thought of you, actually. What's your name?
Nice. Barry.
I thought of you, Barry. And I thought,
was he on the information superhighway on the slow lane?
He was.
Silver Surfer, they call him.
Silver Surfer, yeah.
Silver Surfer is what they call him, and there's nothing wrong with that. And if there's any elderly people listening, if there's anyone listening...
There will be a few elderly people. I'd have thought Barry. Yeah.
I would have thought so.
They'd have paid their money.
How old are you, Angelos?
42.
Lovely.
Yes.
You've been 42 for a while now.
Yeah, about 10 years.
About 10 years.
Is this your job now, or do you still work at the prison? Or?
No, I do this part-time, and then for the rest of the time, I'm still trying to get a job in the spa.
Right. Good luck with that.
They let him in here once a week to come.
Well, you've got the BO necessary, haven't you, for someone who works...
No, I don't mean the spa, the supermarket. I'm trying to become a masseur.
I mean the spa,
as in hello,
a masseuse.
Welcome, please come
in. Right, because you've got very large
hands.
Take
your kit off and lie on that bed, and then I'll be over in a minute.
So what, your football kit? You're doing footballers?
Hey? No, I'm doing like anyone.
Everyone, ladies
anyone,
as well.
Anyone that wants
really?
It. Yeah.
You're going to let that face near a naked lady, aren't
Yes, they are, yeah. For the right price, I have to pay them.
Can I ask Lucy, lest she thinks...
I don't care what you do.
Lest she thinks that we've just been a bit, you know, cheeky with them.
Yeah, mucky.
Mucky with them. Mucky. I can see your voice. Hello, my name's Barry from Watford. It's uncanny.
It's
uncanny.
It's like listening to a mirror.
Yeah, I know you think it's shit, but I'm very proud.
She was in Jerusalem.
Mm. With
Mark, the country Jerusalem.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was in there on holiday.
Mark Rylance.
You went on holiday with Mark Rylance. Lovely.
Lovely. What was it like? Did you go to the Wailing Wall?
Yeah, we did. Jerusalem. We had a lovely time. Yeah.
Talking of Wailing, you were also in the Spice Girls, the musical.
I was.
Did you meet them?
Did you enjoy that?
I touched Posh Spice's hand.
Oh, what was that like?
Yeah, cold. I shouldn't say that. Cold and friendly.
Cold and friendly.
She looked.
As you would expect,
undernourished and miserable.
Did she? Chic.
Yeah, very chic.
I shouldn't say that, should I? She was lovely, yeah. She was shooting by the hand.
Oh, that's
nice. Mel B's a right laugh, I tell you.
Is she
good fun? She seems zany.
She is a laugh.
Is she?
Amazonian and zany.
Well, no, they're all very small.
Are they small, short?
Yeah. Petite.
My friend had sex with Jerry Halliwell. He said she stared at him afterwards.
You're not allowed to name names on air. No.
But two names.
Will you tell us something from the bar?
Yeah, you won't know. You won't know.
Is she?
What did she say?
She stared. I don't like that.
She stared at him.
I like them facing away from me mostly, so you don't.
Yeah. I know. That's always the way, isn't it? I like that.
And what did she really, really want?
I think he gave it to her, whatever it was. Well, she didn't say.
She stared at him for a long period of time.
Maybe that she was in love. Maybe it was.
Why did she do that? That would be unnerving.
Maybe she had her love eggs up and she was just concentrating on that. Listen, guys, I've got to go because I'm doing...
I'm doing a voiceover for McCain's Oven Chips. Just a minute. You cannot dangle Jerry Halliwell's love eggs in front of us and then not clear just off. A bite.
I'm off, guys. It's been really nice.
Hold on. Right. Oh, she's protecting the headphones off. Well,
this is for real.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, she's doing a voiceover for Oven
Chips. For McCain's Oven Chips.
Yeah, that's obviously.
Things going all right,
yeah. Lucy.
Yeah, listen, I've got taxes to pay. I've got kids. Hey, all right.
Look.
Don't judge, okay?
Hey, look.
All right, we can't all get our own shows, yeah?
Yeah, listen.
At the moment, I've fallen between two stools.
Okay.
Too old for BBC Three, God rest his soul. Yeah, okay. Too young for my own BBC One show.
Okay.
Or just too unsuccessful, yeah? Okay. I'm really glad I came in today. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, it's Lucy.
Lovely chat.
Will you write down the name of the Jerry Halliwell person on your way out? Goodness me.
See ya.
Can you hear her leaving the building in high dudgeon?
Make sure she does.
God, blimey.
Well, that's an explosive guest.
Well, an explosive guest. We've got another guest through there who is
equally as explosive.
Equally as explosive. Bye bye, Lucy.
Anarchic.
Bye bye, anarchic.
Yeah.
Anarchic. We was going to have a cup of tea, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the cup of tea that we put the order in, but nothing's come back.
We'll see how that goes. Listen, we're going to have a listen to Arcade Fire now, and we'll get the next man in. Relax now.
Oh.
Everyone relax.
Oh.
That's it. Calm down. We got the basic idea with that one.
Well, very unimpressed.
Dear, oh dear.
Can we have the Wurzels on, please?
Good God.
As I requested.
Yeah. We thought that the Beastie Boys was rubbish. That really was.
That was scraping the bottom
Arcade
of the barrel,
Fire.
Yeah.
With us in the studio, this extraordinary fella is called Doug Siegel, and he is a mentalist. Is that what you call yourself, Doug?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there are certain connotations that go with that, but...
Yeah, there are.
Yes.
Yeah. Which connotation do you...
Mental illness.
...do you fall into? Yeah.
It's the technical term for what I do. I mean, what I do is I'm a comedy mind-reading act, and obviously there's a degree of comedy to be had with talking about having a show called I Can Make You a Mentalist.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
And what the listeners don't know is that Doug, first of all, he won the 2012 Three Weeks Editors Award at the Edinburgh Fringe.
I did think that, yeah.
So he's no slouch. No. But what they don't know is that when we was listening to that terrible song
by Arcade Fires,
Doug, give us a book. Mm. He said to each of us, choose a word, a fairly long word at random in the book.
Yep.
Which we don't.
Don't tell him what it is. Have you got your word, Barry?
Yes, very much in my head.
I've got my word too.
I'm so nervous I'm going to say it out loud. Yeah, I'm trying to swallow it.
Don't say it out loud.
Doug, tell us how this is going to work.
I'm going to try out. So basically, there's nothing psychic or spooky about what I'm doing. All I'm doing is using one or more of the following skills from my background in psychology and in advertising. So I'm using statistics, persuasion techniques, subliminal influence, and I'm coupling that with two key advertising skills of
black
cheating
magic
and lying.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm good at that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before I do that, I kind of thought it might be quite fun. So like, my thing is that I teach the audience how to do it. That's kind of my thing. I thought what we could do is to kind of tap into some of Angelos's inherent psychic abilities.
Yeah, which there is much.
I would imagine there is. What I'd like to do is use your skills as Britain's premier burger van owner, so we'll need to kind of describe what we're doing here to people at home. But what I've got is a bunch of photographs of the sort of produce that you might buy on a burger van.
That's exactly right. So Doug has pulled out a picture of a burger, and I think it's a chicken drumstick, heavily battered, can of Fanta.
And a lovely kebab.
And that's a kebab, yeah. That is a doner kebab,
I think. Well, I'll just leave that little photograph there with all four things, just to remind you what they are.
All four of them are.
And just to be clear, because the lighting's a bit weird in this studio, you can't see through these envelopes in here, can you?
No, I can't see through them.
Okay.
Can you?
No,
well, I'm just checking.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put each of these photographs in an envelope. Seriously, if I show the front of them, show you the front of it just to make sure you can't see. So I've just put the burger one in an envelope. You can't see through that.
No, I can't see through that.
Good, okay. And again, we'll put the chicken one into an envelope.
He's now going into the envelope.
Very good.
Yeah, he's doing that very successfully there. And presumably, here comes the Fanta.
The Fanta has gone into the envelope.
Fanta of the opera. That goes in. That's been waiting to be written by some Edinburgh comic, isn't it?
Yeah, Fanta of the opera.
Yeah. I'm running out of envelopes. I'm sorry, guys. Let me just try this again.
Oh, he's running out of envelopes. Are we going back?
No, this is a ruse now. It is a ruse.
It's a terrible ruse. Here we go.
Terrible ruse. That one's coming out of there.
I've got enough. There we go.
Going in there.
Okay, and there we go.
Barry's been around the block for 84 years.
So just to be clear, boys.
Okay. So he's put all the photographs into the envelope except for the photograph with all four items.
Yes, and did you keep track? The a la carte menu, in fact, that's exactly what it is. And did you keep track of which was which?
No.
Fabulous. So this is basically just going to be about you using your instincts as a burger van owner to identify which each of them are.
Okay.
So just using your instincts, Angelos, this envelope here, which do you think this one is?
I think that is a Fanta.
You think that's the Fanta? So I'm just going to write Fanta on the envelope. And this one?
I think that's probably the chicken nugget or the chicken drumstick.
Chicken. Okay. This one here?
Just a kebab.
Kebab. Which means that this one must be...
That must be, by the process of elimination, must be the burger.
The burger.
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 Yeah, there's been burgers written on there. He's written them all on the envelope as I said the words.
So.
Good stuff for radio listeners.
I just need to discard one of them. So just choose one of them.
Oh, let's choose the kebab.
Okay. Pop that over by you.
I'm popping that over there by me.
You understand the chance of you getting any one of these right would be one in four, which would still be pretty cool, yeah?
Be one in three now, wouldn't it, though?
No.
Because, of course, the kebab is still in there.
Let's have a look then. So, burger.
Oh, my God.
You've got that right.
I've only got it right.
It's pretty cool.
She's incredible.
We'll see. Barry, do you want to open the chicken one?
Oh, my God. If this is chicken in here.
If this is chicken, that would actually be a one in eight chance, which would be pretty cool.
I can reveal...
There's only a flipping chicken drumstick in it.
Okay. Have I done that?
Angelos, hang on to that one for a second. That's the Fanta one. If you've got that right, that's a one in 32 chance, which would be freaking amazing, wouldn't it?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Open it up, mate.
Oh, my God. It is the Fanta.
It's the Fanta.
It's the Fanta.
Okay, which means that the last one must be correct. That must be kebab. But if you look in the envelopes are obviously all empty. It's not like there's extra stuff.
Nothing going on.
Yeah, there is in that one, though, mate. There's something else in the kebab one. Just open it up and take a look.
Is it a turd?
It's not a turd.
There's a bit of paper in here.
Oh, what does it sound like? This is outrageous.
You'll discard this envelope, by the way. It's the one with the kebab. Barry, what do you make of that?
Unbelievable.
We are in the presence of a witch doctor. That means we can take you seriously.
Right. That's good.
We can take you seriously. Right, he's proved it.
He's proved himself.
He's proved it.
Now please tell us what were the words we were thinking of from the book.
Okay. Get to that. First of all, I want to know what are the lottery numbers this week?
Watch this, I'm looking at him.
Just choose a letter from the middle of your word. Got one? You've changed your mind between two, haven't you?
Oh, I did actually.
Yeah.
I think the letter you're thinking of now is an M. But maybe you went for a P and then swapped for an M.
I did change.
From a P to an M, was it?
Oh, sorry, I'm facing the wrong way. He's got to show into it. So the first letter I chose was an A, right?
It was an A, okay. And then I did change one,
you're quite right. Okay, I'll tell you what, this is the one I'm thinking of.
Don't worry, what I'll do is I'll warm up with Angelos. Sorry, I'll beg you. Angelos, think of the first letter of your word for me.
Okay.
I'm just going to commit, see if I get it right or not. I'm going to just take a stab. I've written down what I think it is. What's the first letter of your word?
O.
Oh, mate, I've got it horribly wrong. I had to see.
Well, not horribly wrong, half wrong.
It's half wrong,
right.
Yeah.
She is an O, say, it isn't quite full up.
Say O out loud for me.
O.
Very nice. Say it in your head. Blimey, it's one of the hardest reads I've ever done.
There's nothing in it, is
nothing, I've only got one letter in there.
Right, I come back to you. Think about your word for me. Say it over and over again in your head. Think about the second letter for me. See it hanging between me and you in the air and say the alphabet out loud really fast.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T.
P?
Yeah.
Very
good.
Isn't he? That's what I got him in.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to write down what I think your word is.
Oh, my God.
Barry, here we go. Don't turn that over just for a second, mate.
Is he electric?
I feel a bit nervous.
Look at me. Do you even know what this word means?
I do think so.
Okay. Think about the second letter of your word. That's a P as well, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Because he only knows, he did his one word he knew earlier, which was Fanta.
Okay,
I've written down what I think your word is, guys. Barry, can you tell everyone what your word is?
Apartment.
And what's your word?
Optometrist.
Have a look at what I wrote down, boys.
No way.
So how did you do that?
Like I say, I'm using a mixture of skills and cheating. So some things are absolutely real, some things are absolute bullshit. And most things are somewhere in between.
Mate, you have freaked me out.
Yeah. I think what we might do is burn you.
Yes.
is this some sort of winter fuel allowance thing?
Why don't we duck him in a river in a chair, and if he floats, then we'll burn him.
I think the way it works is if I float, technically I'm a turd. That's a floater, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's as maybe, but we will have to kill you at some.
Yeah, because we
feel like I've sort of wandered into some strange version of the Wicker Man.
Yeah, we feel threatened, Doug. We feel threatened by you.
Fear the unknown.
Doug, are you? Would you call yourself a magician? I mean, do you?
No, not really. I mean, kind of.
Not bongo.
Magic is Ali Bongo. Yes, Ali Bongo.
I like Bongo.
Yeah, forget
you like that. Bongo. I like Bongo. I like Daniels, but I don't like Darren Brown because he is a witch doctor.
Well, I think that's true. I think that's probably true. I think he probably is a witch doctor.
Nixon, he was one of them, wasn't he?
No, he was a president, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's right.
Was he?
Yeah, David Nixon.
David Nixon.
We've gone a bit freaked out by this man.
Yes, I see.
We didn't get into
Sooty and Sweep there, which is obviously kind of the pinnacle of magic achievement.
He got into Sooty and Sweep, but the police dropped the charges.
There's nothing, he wouldn't stand up in court. Have you got any more?
You want me to do something else? Okay.
Yeah, I do, because I'm very easily led. Look, and I like being hoodwinked.
Let him say it. I will go to another song.
What is it this time?
It's Leave This Island, Maximo Park.
Hey,
Let's just say we have the worst,
which, like I've been saying since the beginning.
I'll tell you why, because if it's rubbish, you'll be even more excited when Doug comes back.
Right. Okay, we'll put it on Maximo Park. What's this about? Is this a roller coaster?
It's about a roller coaster,
They write songs about anything nowadays.
It's Leave This Island.
Ask me how.
Cheer up, mate.
Who's in charge of the playlist, Barry?
It's a 14-year-old boy from 1983.
Oh, my God almighty. Can we have him shot?
Get a job, mate. Get your hair cut and get a job.
I'm watching Top Gear every morning.
Oh, dear.
Shall we back with Doug Siegel?
We're with Doug Siegel. You're listening to Barry from Watford. You're listening to Angelo's Epiphemia. It's on Fubo Radio.
And Doug Siegel, the mentalist, is with us.
With us.
And he's already done a couple of tricks, hasn't
which
he?
Which have shit
not
us
tricks,
up.
Illusions.
Illusions.
Or psychological illusions.
Trompe d'oeil.
He's just done a load of old bullshit.
It's been bullshit. It's been bullshit.
Yes,
when you say I'll shit you up, Barry, kind of thought that smell was like a leaking bag.
That's his bag. He went down the spiral and he's got some old fish.
Straying off.
It is literally
under
the table.
But if you get it just before it goes off, the price is slashed.
I never thought I'd be able to sit in a studio and say, I can smell Angelos's haddock.
Quite right.
Yeah, no.
He dated a mermaid for a while, but he's completely halibut now.
Hey! Yeah,
terrible,
there, isn't it? Now, we are here. We're talking to Doug Siegel. He is a man that he was in advertising. If you just joined us, he was in advertising. Mm-hmm. He knows how to hoodwink people.
He certainly does.
He's doing the show. What I want to know is when you were younger, did you have, I mean, you never had any abilities, psychic abilities. Were you always good with words? Were you always good with, you know, tricking people?
Well, not so much. Basically, the way I started doing this is I studied psychology at uni.
I've done that.
I would imagine very similar educational
Similar path.
Similar life paths. I just realised some of the things I was being taught I could kind of pervert for tawdry entertainment. So I just started doing little kind of party pieces to win drinks from mates and impress women.
Did you impress any women?
None that sued.
You press any women?
Press women like flowers, yeah, that's delicately.
Keep them in your book.
I mean, did you produce literally some chicken and a burger from an envelope? I mean,
that's more Angelos' thing, isn't it?
Tailored stuff.
Tailored stuff.
That was tailored stuff
for Angelos. And tell me, you was in advertising, Doug.
Yes.
Yeah, and what were any campaigns that you worked on that we should know about?
Moderately ashamed, but I worked on some real kind of stuff like Abbey National and
Durex.
I worked on Trojan. The American condoms
for the larger man.
I think they're basically just
horse condoms.
In America, everything's bigger. So kind of what over here is a small. Over there is a super maxi large.
What is large then?
Well, large, I think it's a baby's arm holding an apple, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they think everything's bigger over there, mate, but you can't outrun biology.
It's not bigger, it's just closer.
They stand a bit closer.
It's just closer.
So you done your advertising, and then what? How did you make the leap into tawdry show business?
Basically, I had a client who was a major German car manufacturer, let's say that, to avoid being sued.
BMW?
Maybe.
Mercedes.
Maybe not.
What did they do?
I used to do kind of little party pieces at lunches with my clients, and he sort of bullied me into putting on a show at his sales conference in Munich, and that kind of went well. And I look at it now, and I think, to be honest, it was fairly shit. And I did the obvious thing you do after that, and I booked myself a 2-week run at the Baron's Court Theatre. That's the obvious thing to do,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, yeah. If it's gone badly, you should absolutely do that.
Absolutely the right thing to do.
Yourself in there.
And that went pretty well. We managed to sell that out across 14 nights, incredibly. And I had a producer from the BBC come down. They put me on BBC One on New Year's Eve. And Claire Balding. So I was on the embankment, either side of the Chimes, into and out of the Chimes.
Did you do a trick?
I did a couple of things sort of about time and about stuff like that, yeah.
Like, now, you are doing a tour now.
I am.
And it's called I Can Make You a Mentalist.
And I can.
Too late, mate.
Too late, mate. And you're going all over the place. Switzerland, even.
Yeah, I've done Switzerland already. That was lovely.
The glory of Zurich. And then Leicester. You've got to come down a peg or two occasionally. Glasgow, Sheffield, Kendal, Doncaster. All over the place.
It's glamorous, isn't it?
It's not bad, is it? Yeah. And you end up at Leicester Square.
Yeah, I'm in the main house of Leicester Square for a couple of nights.
And what can we expect from this show?
So it's really like nothing else you've ever seen. It's part sketch comedy show. There's animation. There's interactive video. The whole audience gets involved. Everyone in the audience gets a chance to read minds. And basically what happens is, at the beginning of the show, a random audience member's chosen. We sit them in this machine I've got called the Brainmatizer 3000. The way the Brainmatizer 3000 works is, it's this machine, and basically, I've at personal expense, I've gone out and collected artifacts from all the famous mentalists through the ages. So, for example, I spent $8,000 obtaining one of Rasputin's beard hairs.
Did you?
I've spent $8,000 on the pube, haven't I?
think you may have done
it. Fucking hell. No, yeah. But anyway, so kind of we got this machine, and then we sit them in it, and we download the abilities of all the famous mentalists through the ages in their mind, and then they do all the mind reading in the show. So they duplicate a drawing of random members of the audience has done. They work out what song, they get someone in the audience to think of a song. They tell them what song is. They do all sorts of things, and stuff happens. There's kind of a pantomime villain, and the whole audience get involved. It's fun.
Fantastic.
Mark, come down and have a look at that, Michelle.
Well, Mark, come on, because people like that. It gets people going, this sort of thing.
Well, I like the
it.
Sound of that. I might show.
Well, that might be what I do. The other tickets. Alternative is that I might just hypnotise everyone and read a book for an hour and a half.
That's what I do, mate. I just put your feet up, have a cup of coffee.
Because I'm on a pension and he's on benefits. You've got all of them. You're on all the benefits.
I'm on everything, and I'm shining on about three or four offices. So every 2 weeks, I've got to walk about 7 or 8 miles.
But my greatest achievement.
My point is
community service.
My point is we're a bit short of money. Well, he's not.
He's rolling in it.
But I'm a bit short of money. I've given you a wine gum. Can I have a free ticket?
Of course you can. Just tell me when you want to come.
Hold on a minute. Because, I don't want to spend money if I don't have to.
You can both come. I'd love to have you there.
What we got?
London, 13th of June.
I'll be there. I'm writing it in my diary.
Well, it does. It says it in very small writing, Barry.
14th or 13th there. But I didn't mention June. Where's your June
Just
bit?
Look up. Don't blame me.
March 2014.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, June 2014.
Oh, yeah, no, there's June.
I'll come and see that. Don't make a monkey out of me, though.
You can with me. I don't give a shit.
I can make you an ape. That could be the next show.
You don't sort a woman in half, do you? I had a mate.
Not horizontally.
My mate Reg Taylor, he sort a woman in half. Wasn't his act. He'd done 15 years in Broadmoor. But the point is, I do like a bit of magic. I love a bit of magic.
I like being fooled. I'm easily led.
Have you got anything else off the top of your head? Just to really freak
off the top
me.
Of your head, I can do something. Yeah, go on.
Oh, God, he's reaching into his pocket. Here we go.
Goes into his pocket.
This is one of the first things I used to do. So I've got a pad and a pen.
I'm going to write
something down there. I'm going to give Angelos the pencil. Angelos, do you know what I mean if I say a fruit machine, like a slot machine?
I think so.
You know where they normally they'd have three reels on them?
Yeah.
Imagine one with just two reels.
Try and think of that.
Okay. Try and get. I know. It's against the laws of good and man, and that's precisely why I need you to do it.
I've never seen anything like it. I try and think about that.
Breathe. Try and think about it. Right. And instead, even worse. Imagine instead of the sevens and the threes and the bells and the cherries, imagine the numbers 1 to 9 on each of those two reels.
His head's going
to
blow up.
Taking a piss out, mate. You really are.
Unholy as that is, mate.
You're on thin ice.
There's steam
unholy
coming out of his ears.
Go unholy. On. Oh, God, he doesn't look well, does he?
No.
Unholy as that
going.
Is.
Hang on in
there.
In
your mind's eye, imagine the first of those two reels are the numbers 1 to 9 spinning round.
Yeah.
And just see the numbers passing your eyes and stop now. Tell everyone at home what number you stopped on.
24.
24. Yeah. Honestly? That's a fucking disaster. Never mind. Okay, look. Every time I try
you
and do this,
you don't want to ask.
Right, don't worry. Let me explain. No, it's all right. Look.
It's okay.
Obviously, at the beginning there, I wrote something down on this pad down here on the desk. I gave you the pencil. And the reason I gave you the pencil, Angelos, is I didn't want either of you two to say, "Oh, well, you just wrote it afterwards."
Is that an impression?
That is actually the voice people use when they say
go
that.
Go on, yes.
I do want to know if
that's the one, yes. And then you gave me a two-digit number, right?
I did do that,
and the two-digit number you came up with was?
24.
24. And if I'd written 24, to be fair, beautiful and palatial as these studios are, they should burn the fuckers down and build a monument to me.
Yeah. I had a thought so.
But I didn't, so we're going to negotiate, okay? Imagine we're haggling over a burger, right? So how close can what I've written here be a 24, and it'd just be worth the people in the audience giving me just a sarcastic round of applause. Let me just explain how difficult what I was trying to do was. I could have written using that anything between a two-digit number, anything between 10 and 99. So that is 88 potential numbers I could have got. I was trying to get just one. How close can I be? Within three?
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll give it
within
to you.
Two? If you'd been on one, then obviously if we were Americans, we might hoop and holler.
Yeah. If you get it bang on, he'll suck you off. Yeah.
Well, if I'd got it bang on, I would have expected the men in this studio to carry around their shoulders chanting Doug, 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 while the women beg me to marry them. But you can't have everything yet, can you?
No, you can't. You probably could have that, though.
I probably could, to be fair. They're only flesh and
blood. Knowing them round here.
Do that for less than that. You'd only be about 10 out.
That pad's been on the table the whole time?
Oh, the whole time.
Right? Within 3 of 24, yeah? Pick it up and tell everyone at home what I've wrote down, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're in 24, Barry.
He's written 24, Doug.
He's written 24, Barry. It makes me sick.
He's got it bang on. He's got it bang on. Doug Siegel, you are...
Has he done it, Barry?
You're a genius. I want to thank you, mate. Listen,
has he done it?
I don't know how he's done it, but...
Well, I'm going to put a match to him.
It's absolutely amazing.
Would you like to buy a charm to keep away? Burn him.
Thanks.
Burn him.
Burn him. Daniel. Bat for Lashes. That wasn't too bad, that one, was it? It's just me for the moment, because Angelos has gone... He's gone to the toilet to powder his nose and have a shit. So it's just me on my own, like the old days, isn't it? You know, before Angelos came and saved the show. Anyway, it's Barry from Watford here on FUBAR Radio. That chap was called Doug Siegel, and he's at the Leicester Square Theatre. Actually, I must say, a few years ago, me and my wife, Margaret, we went to see a similar sort of fella. You know, Paul McKenna. Paul McKenna, you know, he does all that hypnotism and all that, and he suggests things with the power of suggestions on them. Yeah. A few years ago, he was much more of a sort of end-of-the-peer entertainer, if you remember. He was not quite as well-regarded as nowadays. He likes to make it a bit of a sort of doctor or professor nowadays. Well, in them days, when we went to see him, I saw him at Wembley Arena, and he'd done an incredible show, sort of slightly sleight of hand, little bit of mind-reading, all that sort of thing. Most amazing thing, because... In the second act, it comes out on the stage went right out into the audience. They come out and he'd done an old trick, which I've seen done many, many times, where he says, I'm going to take a bit of personal items off the audience. He went round and someone give him their wallet, you know, a couple of ladies, you know, some rings they put in a bag. A lady next to us gave him a bracelet that she put in a big bag here. And then he come to me and said, make sure it's something very personal. And I had a watch. I had a watch which Margaret had had engraved, my wife Margaret, you know, for my 60th birthday, I think it was. Anyway, puts it in a bag, gets a big mallet, I promise you, and smacks this bag, and all people's personal stuff was in it, watches, rings, you know, all very delicate stuff, smashes it up, right? So then, of course, he does, it's just like a van, sort of bit like Mr. Doug Siegel, and he pulls out all the things, a bracelet, gives the bracelet back to a lady next to us. There was the lady with the ring and all that, and there was like a wallet, I don't know what he was hoping to do with that, but anyway, it was a personal item. And the one thing that was missing from this bag was my watch. So the show carries on, and Andros is back. He's washed his hands.
Oh, hello.
Hope that went well. I'm just telling the story about when I went to see Paul McKenna. Oh. So anyway,
What happened?
I won't go from the beginning again. Oh. But I'll go.
Where are you now in the story?
Well, I'm sort of 4/5 of the way through. Oh. So
have I missed the meat and potatoes?
Yeah, there was a bit earlier on where... But bear with me, listen. All right. We went to see Paul McKenna at the Wembley Arena. Right. He done a lot of sleight of hand.
Yeah, he does do that.
He got people's personal items, put them in a bag.
Right.
You know, bracelets, rings, watches.
Okay.
He takes my watch, which is engraved, puts it in a bag, gets a mallet and smashes it all up. Right, sort of thing. stuff. Then he hands everyone's stuff back. The one thing that was missing was my watch.
He's like the look of it, isn't he?
So the thing goes on. The whole show goes on.
Yeah. And you're not saying anything.
I'm not saying. No. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. So at the end of the show, I got them security people in a luminous tabard.
Yeah.
A luminous high-vis tabard. High-vis, that's it. High-vis. 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 And of it. So
your watch was missing.
Mine was missing. Yeah. So we went round the back and said, look, we'll take you round. Went round the stage door and spoke to his manager, who says, oh, come through.
McKenna's not the Ivy's.
McKenna. So he goes, oh, I'm really sorry about this. Look, we're trying to find it. Yeah. Here's two sort of meal tickets. And they have catering. They were doing catering there for all the staff and all that sort of thing. So Margaret had a lasagna, lovely lasagna.
Right.
And I had a steak and ale pie, right, chips.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
So I sat down, I dig into the pie.
Yeah.
And guess what was in the pie?
Bit of steak.
Have you heard that one before?
No, I haven't. I just presumed she was having a steak and ale pie. There's a bit of steak in it.
You ruined that. Deliberately. You're supposed to say, your watch. And I'd go, no, steak.
Well, I didn't know, did I?
Well...
Maybe you should have told me.
Well, if you spent less time on the toilet and concentrated on the show.
I spent as little time on the toilet as I can possibly get away with, Barry. Okay?
You're supposed to say watch. The watch was in the pie.
Where was the watch?
Well, I don't know. There wasn't a watch. We didn't even go to the Wembley Arena. I made it up.
Oh. Well, I didn't know because I came in halfway through the story, didn't I? You, honestly.
Idiot. You got idiot.
Anything else in
bloody
the paper?
Yeah? You've ruined it all. Mm. Bloody ruins.
No, well, I get enough.
There must have been 7 minutes of filling for you. So
what, what was your pie like?
Crimp one off and you come in here and you... There was no pie! Oh. No pie. I didn't have a pie. Never seen him.
Wembley's nice though, isn't it?
I've never been to Wembley Arena, ever.
Well, you should think about going. Paul McKenna's going there.
Right, now I've got to find something else to talk about.
I went and saw Paul McKenna.
Did he really? What did he do? Give you a pie? Did he?
He nicked a load of money off me.
Right, coming up, we've got Olivia Lee.
Hold on a minute, what about Paul McKenna?
They are done interested in Paul McKenna. He ruined my whole 7 minutes, that was. Prick. Where are we?
You're listening to the Angela Sheffield show with featuring Barry from Watford.
We'll be back after Dex's Midnight Runners.
Oh, something I've heard of.
Yeah, at last.
That song there, written by Dex's Midnight Runners, is all about Gino Ginelli ice creams.
Isn't it wonderful? Nice to have been recognised. You know where that bloke, Doug Siegel?
Yeah, I do know.
He's left his umbrella here, and we reckon he's stuck a microphone.
Yeah, that's how he gets all his information.
That's how he does it. Now, listen,
stuff about.
Yeah, on the phone, we should have Olivia Lee.
Are you there?
Oh, there she is.
Hello, babe, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I could do with an umbrella, actually. If you've got a spare one.
We've got Doug Siegel's umbrella here. He left it here after he read our minds, and then he buggered off. What do you think he's left the umbrella here for?
Maybe it's a sign.
That it's going to rain.
He didn't want. He's cryptically telling you to be prepared.
If he knows so much,
for acid rain,
why would he bring an umbrella if he knew so much? Because it ain't raining.
Well, maybe it's a sign that it isn't going to rain. That's why he's left it here.
No, you're right.
You see, Barry.
Or maybe there is a microphone in it or a bomb.
Well, I mean, that's what we thought straight away.
Well,
you know?
I hope not, because Andrew's just took the piss out of him when he weren't here. We're now worried that
he's going to explode.
Yeah, exactly. Well, detonate it.
If there's a bomb in it and a microphone, all he has to do is very simple, very simple. Stop me if I'm getting too technical. He can listen.
Just chuck out the window.
Chuck it out the window, of course.
Well done, Olivia Lee.
Olivia Lee.
Do you think he might have sandwiches in the umbrella? Like, has he left anything in there?
No, well, actually, we've had a good look in there, and there's nothing in there but umbrella. So, I think it's just an umbrella. I think that's all it is.
Listen, we've got this young lady on the phone, Olivia Lee. Yeah. And I think we owe it to... Hello, darling. We owe it to you.
Hello, love.
Yeah, hello there.
Hello.
Hello. We owe it to the listeners to tell them all about her. Who you are, my darling. I remember... I'm still speaking. I remember you, of course, from Balls of Steel.
Yeah.
Yes,
I remember you.
Channel 4.
I remember you from another thing that I'd done.
Unanimous.
What's that then?
And it was a thing with Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Let the dog see the dumb. Yeah. And Olivia was hosting it. Angelos, you know Olivia, don't you?
Yeah, I know Olivia Lee.
Yeah.
Because
we worked together once.
Come Dine With Me together, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Yes, we
did.
Yeah,
you haven't returned any of my texts since, Angelos.
No, I don't.
He didn't like that flan
We didn't get on.
No.
He didn't like my food.
What did you cook for him?
I made sushi.
Yeah, you did make sushi.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's raw fish, isn't it? Where was the cooking element to
that? But I didn't put fish in, I did... Barry, I did egg and bacon sushi. What more could a guy want? That's like exotic, but all English.
Oh,
yeah.
That is lovely.
No, it's very inventive. And then she laid it all out beautifully.
Japanese.
On top of a fat man wrapped in cling film.
Beautiful. Nothing says loving like something.
That was my
oven.
Boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, he was gorgeous. He really was. He had one of them great big belly buttons that went in.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I stuck a load of sushi in the belly button as a treat.
Beautiful.
Who won that particular episode?
Well, I came last.
You did come last.
It was a very painful conversation for me to have. Yeah.
I came second to last.
Yes.
And then Pete Furman came third to last.
Oh, yes.
But the winner was Stan Baldwin.
Stan Baldwin.
And what did he... I bet he wasn't too adventurous, was he? I bet it was all home cooked.
No, I bet it's fish and chips.
Nice, Barry.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Everyone else got fish and chips, but he served me a fish head, right? A battered fish head and, like, one chip. So I think he had it in for me.
Did you mark him down on that?
Yeah, no, I gave him 9. It was very nice.
Very, very nice indeed.
You know, he gave me 0. He wouldn't eat my food, Stan. He said, I don't do that sushi.
You're joking.
And then he didn't like my flat, and he didn't like the location.
He took a bit of a dislike to you, didn't he?
How long does it take to to film? Does it go on all night? Does it go on for hours and hours?
It goes on for bloody hours, Barry. If they ever approach you to do it, just run a mile.
Run a mile, mate. Well, there was some talk of me doing it, actually.
Run a mile. Unless they offer you good money, then snap, bite their hand off.
It's not good money,
Bite their bloody hand off, mate.
Who else was doing it when they asked you? Do you remember?
There was some talk, I did know. Someone like Nancy DeLolio.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan. She was doing her egg and bacon. It wasn't sushi, she just does egg and bacon.
Famous for that.
Over a baked bean coulis.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, very nice. See, I'm quite nosy, so I like seeing in other people's houses. It was fun for me.
I heard that Angelos borrowed someone else's, is that right?
He did. It was a total fake.
He's a comedian, isn't he?
Absolute rubbish. That was my bricks and mortar paid for all my hard work, thank you.
All your benefits.
Yeah, all my benefits.
Well, Well, it was a gorgeous house, and then when you looked at the pictures, they were of other people. It was another family.
No, they were my family, but just very, very extended. Very extended.
Olivia Lee, tell us what you're up to at the moment, because this was...
Well, I just had some eggs and some kale.
No, very nice.
Not literally now, I mean career-wise.
Oh, what, you mean like a career-wise? Career-wise. Yeah, had a bath.
Work-wise.
Had a bath, that's lovely. Will you talk us through that slowly?
You all right, Barry?
Well, I put some salt in it.
Oh, my salt? Nice.
Mexican salt.
Mexican salt.
Yeah. Very expensive. Salt in your bath, Barry?
What do you say?
Do you put salt in your bath?
Salts?
Yeah.
I've done a bit of salt, bit of pepper. And if I'm very vegetarian, a bit of ketchup. I do like that.
You put a right salt in your bath.
Oh, I did. A sprinkling of parsley.
Oh, what's her name,
eh? Oh, Mum Margaret. I get her in the bath.
She's a right salt.
She's a right salt. I can't get her. Someone from the council comes round and helps her
out. Lift her out in the forklift.
You haven't got a chair in your bath?
We have, but it's an armchair. It doesn't half get soggy.
Yeah, the damp.
We've kind of wedged it in, and she's got a poof in there as well that
you
she puts.
What's
his
name? I might just have a chair in my shower. That's a good idea.
Don't have a shower, but if I leave the window open, you know, if it's a particularly blustery, wet day,
it does her hair nice.
Does her hair nice.
Beautiful.
We like to make love.
Still,
we have all the salt in the bath, and then afterwards we chafe together, and it's like a minor European salt mountain underneath us.
Very romantic, Barry.
Very romantic.
She's a salty lady, is what she is.
She's very salty, and I'd apply all the oils, all the creams.
Wow.
Massage,
how long have you been together?
I'm nearly finished. Massage her hair.
Oh.
Let my hand slip down to her buttocks. Mm-hmm. Pat her buttocks.
Right,
scratch her ankles while I'm down there. What?
This is very
arousing.
Very, very exotic stuff.
No,
here,
Barry. Listen,
I didn't think you had it in you.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I can't find it. The thing is,
why are you doing work wise at the moment, Olivia Lee?
Well, I've got a show on TV called Man Up at the moment.
What happens in that?
Well, I take fellas that have come on the show because they want a bit of guidance in life.
Right, what's your
largely
guidance?
They just want free clothes.
And then we help
them to, you know, find what their passion is in life. A lot of them are unemployed or living at home with their mum, and
we just go,
move out, get a job. And then they do, and it's brilliant.
Right, I see. So you've had a lot of success with these people?
Apparently so, yeah. Apparently a lot of them have moved out of home.
And it's like a lifestyle...
They're all alive still.
...lifestyle changing thing, is it? Is it you're like a sort of lifestyle coach?
Like
or is
a
it?
Guru.
A guru.
Yes.
I'm a guru.
And so it's boys who live at home with their mum still.
In a nutshell, Barry.
I'm good at this television game. I could come up with all sorts.
But not just boys, Barry. Some of these people are men.
Grown men?
Grown men living at home with their mothers.
And you take them out, buy them clothes and sort them out. Do you get them a date somewhere?
Yeah, we do. We get them a date. We get them a session with a psychiatrist, which they love.
Yeah,
there's lots of tears. We make grown men cry.
So it's not to be taken lightly. It's like
it's heavy duty stuff.
It's heavy duty,
isn't it?
What channel's it?
It's full on stuff. It's on Fox. These are genuinely guys that are in their mid-30s. A lot of them are virgins, and they don't have any confidence.
There's
so they've just never grown up. They've never moved on with their life.
So no
mum's still making them
thing as virgins nowadays.
Yeah. I'm afraid there is, Barry, and they actually talk through them on this show to find them, didn't you? There, you had to find these virgins.
Yes,
we had to find them. That was quite a task.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask any of my friends.
Well,
they couldn't help out.
My son Dave would like to go on that.
He's
50 years old.
Cannot get his leg over.
He has not had a girlfriend this century. Last century,
Does he still live at home with you and Margaret?
He's still in the granny flat, in the annex. You know, it doesn't impress someone when they come back and there's a Wombles duvet on the bed. You know, it's not a turn off.
What does he do for a living there?
No, nothing.
No, good. Yeah, no, I've seen him down the office.
Yeah. Well, could you get...
Do you want him to get married? Don't you want to be a grandpa?
I just want him to feel the loving hand of a lady on his heart or his cock. It's probably what we're doing.
Well, for the right price, I'm sure you could help him.
I'm not going to pay.
Why not? It's a perfectly reasonable suggestion,
what
Barry.
What reasonable suggestion?
I pay for a lady.
Sure, Olivia will
pay
do
for
it.
A lady of the night, Barry.
Sure. I don't want
and
that.
And don't tell him.
Sure,
just
Olivia.
Say there's a
I'm
woman
sure.
at work that wants to meet
I'm
him.
Sure, Olivia wouldn't mind doing that for you, Barry.
What if what?
No, she wouldn't mind.
Just take
stepping
how
up much? To the mark. Yeah,
how much do you pay me?
Well, upward of £15.
It's not bad. Bite his hand off. Bite his hand off. That is an offer you cannot refuse.
What, bite his Dave's hand off?
Well, maybe just all I'm asking is digital twos.
Tops.
Or tops. Not don't have to be bottoms, just tops.
I tell you
tops.
What, I'm making some sushi.
That's not really going to do it.
Oh, it
but,
might do.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah,
but you've not,
I think it is.
It's not.
Fish.
It's just me making sushi.
Could he touch your knockers?
No.
Eight quid. Over cardigan. Over cardigan.
Could you add a couple of noughts on the end, and then we could do business. But okay.
All right. No, I don't think we should offer Olivia.
No,
to
I don't.
To
no,
your
no,
son.
No, Olivia, you're too no, good for that. I'm yeah, sorry, no, darling. No, I'm sorry. No, no, that yeah. quiz, no, no, no.
I might scare him off, woman, for life. That's it might have the opposite effect.
I've seen you, darling, and I don't think that would happen. You're a very beautiful
naked,
woman.
Naked, though, that's the thing.
That one hanging.
Oh, look better with the clothes on, Barry.
That one hanging.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes. Olivia, so you're doing that show, and that's a great success. What channel is that on, please?
That's on Fox, 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Big time.
Nice.
Big time.
Do you know there's an echo? Every time I talk, I can hear myself twice.
Oh, we put that on for you.
We do, it saves on guests.
Is that a special effect?
It saves on getting guests.
It's
and
horrible
we have double.
Hearing yourself, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
I've
awful. Had that. I've had that.
Yeah, have you?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no. So, sorry. Are you enjoying yourselves? What have you been up to there today, then?
We're well. Interviewing you, aren't we?
Hi.
We're
well, I wanted to talk about you.
Oh, go on, Andrews, what
turn
you
the tables.
To?
Well, today...
A switcheroony.
Yeah, why not? Today we've been talking to Doug Siegel, who's a mentalist.
Is he?
He's done tricks and magic tricks and, you know, all sorts of muck. and he tells jokes. And then we spoke to Lucy Montgomery.
She was
good fun.
She was very funny, lovely.
Yeah, lovely lady.
She's lovely.
Lovely
and
lady.
Coming up, we got someone from Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, I've got someone from Big Brother.
Who?
The most popular lady ever, Josie Gibson.
Josie Gibson.
The most popular.
The one that lost all the weight.
Yes.
Yeah, you know her.
Do you know her?
You know
ask her how she did it.
Oh, well, that's,
oh, that's
exactly
that
what I'll be
write
asking.
Write that down.
A question
how,
from Olivia.
Write that down.
How did
how
you,
your
you
weight? Lose the weight?
Do it. Do okay. is D-O.
How did
D-O.
You do it?
No, D-O.
Do it.
Do
it.
Do
it.
I-T.
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 Question mark.
No,
put,
I-T.
Get, put a question mark on it. It's not a statement. It's
no,
a question.
No, I've got it. It's
question.
A question, isn't it?
How
did you do it?
Did you do it? So ask her that.
Question mark.
Okay. So she coming in, and then what are you doing the rest of the day, Angelos?
Me, I'm going down to bookies. I've got
nice.
A few.
Right.
I've got a few investments.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got some money.
Got any hot tips?
Yeah, I've got. I can't possibly tell you my tips because they come from a very specialist source
yeah.
who's in
oh.
prison, and if he finds out I've been spreading these tips around, then there's a good chance he'll get. What's it? Shanked.
Shanked.
Shanked in the
You'll
showers.
Get shanked.
No, I won't get shanked. I'll
it'll,
be fine.
It'll wet you.
But I have a duty of care to my tipster, and I don't want him getting shanked in the shower.
No.
So I'm keeping stum about the tips.
I think that's a very wise idea.
Yeah, I do too.
And I will.
What are you doing, Barry?
I will. Thank you for asking. Mm. I will be going home. Putting my wife in some salt.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put her in a salt bath?
Season her up.
Cook her.
cooker, add 11 secret herbs and spices.
That's it.
And then I'm going to serve that with a nice salad.
Lovely.
And go out on our patio. And
lie her down on some foil, aluminium foil.
I might prick her skin and shove a bit of garlic in it.
Why
you know?
Not? Why yeah. not?
A bit of rosemary.
Infuse her.
You shove an orange up her arse.
I will.
There you go.
No, Queensbury rules, that's my wife you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Shove
I'm
an
just
orange
carried
up
away with this,
shove an orange up.
I'm not sure it is a metaphor. I think he's actually going to do these things.
I've got a bag.
Oh, I thought it was.
I've got a bag of ingredients here.
Yeah, he's been shopping.
Marinates. She's been marinating all night.
Did he make any gravy?
Well, she's got a touch of glaucoma at the moment, so that shouldn't be a problem. This is absolutely disgusting.
Barry's been a long time.
It's making my stomach turn.
It is. Yeah, well, look, Olivia, sorry. I think what? We... First
because
of all...
Barry spent such a long time with the cannibals that live in... the pygmy cannibals.
Yeah, so I spent too much. So I was raised...
You're a very travelled man, Barry.
Oh, very
been
much.
Around the world.
I was raised...
What's happening in Watford at the moment? Any gossip
well,
from Watford?
Well, the pygmies have opened up a shop.
Yeah.
Selling, you know, like High and Mighty... It's called small and not so mighty.
Yeah, and small and insignificant,
but it's lovely for any pygmies who are in the Watford area.
Yeah. You have been.
You get a lot of them there, then, do you?
Oh, it's loads of them up there. It's a pygmy singer of Hertfordshire
with you.
Cool, dear. The Harlequin has. Well, it used
Harlequin
to cater.
Centre.
Yeah, Harlequin yeah. Centre. Yeah. There's a very tall shop. Mm-hmm. There's a shop that for fat women only.
Right.
There's the skinny shop.
Right.
And there's the pygmy shop. I mean,
and they're sold in between of them.
There's
in between. I must take a trip to Watford. I didn't know all of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, for someone of your size, I dare say you'll find something, but it does cater for the freakish.
But I am. You're are you talking to Angelos or me?
No, well, it was aimed at you, really. Both, yeah, both of you.
Oh,
really.
And me? It's hard to tell.
Olivia, I think this interview is reaching its organic end now.
I think so.
Very kind of you to come on and talk to us.
Olivia,
it's all right. It's my pleasure.
Can I just, before you go, apologise for any of that business about paying you for my son to touch your knockers. That was...
That's going to give you a sleepless night, isn't it?
It's a compliment. I took it as a compliment.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Good.
She's easily pleased. That's fantastic.
Olivia Lee, anything else you want to flog while you're there?
I've got a pair of shoes I was going to put on eBay. I don't know if anyone wants them.
They are.
That's a pair of shoes.
Navy pumps.
Navy pumps.
They're from Primark, but they've never been worn. And
oh, look at that.
Small.
Still in the box.
So I bought them for £6. I'll give you a fiver for them.
You'll want someone to give you a fiver for them.
You've
gone,
that's how it works.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Well.
Okay.
She bought them for £6.
She'll pay us to take them away.
That's £11.
To take them off my hands.
This is the deal of the century. It's turned out.
That's why you're getting rid of them. Don't want to take them off your hands. They're supposed to be on your feet,
that's
dear.
Right.
That's why you're probably
what you're doing wrong.
That's why they don't fit. Exactly.
That's what you're doing wrong.
Not gloves.
They're small, so maybe you could take them down to
the pygmy shop. I was just about to say that. This has been an absolute joy to speak to you.
It's been a joy.
You are an absolute darling.
Really nice.
You're wonderful. Now listen, this is we're gonna play a song now.
Barry.
We're going to play a song.
What are you
going to play? It's Metronomy Love Letters.
Oh, I'm not interested.
Lovely. Bye then.
Bye bye, darling. Bye bye. Isn't she lovely?
Sure.
Isn't she lovely?
Lovely lady.
That's Metronomy.
Oh, God.
God, that was boring, wasn't
it? If you're still listening to us, thanks for keeping with it.
Dear me.
With that song.
That was tedious, wasn't it? Dear Lord.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. I couldn't express myself clearer about the playlist.
No, but what you've chosen next is the message Grandmaster's Flash and the Furious Five.
Classic, isn't it?
A classic.
Classic. And also, what's good about it, it goes on for ages.
Oh, let's have a look. No, it's only 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh.
3 minutes, 3 seconds.
Yes, not long enough, really. Not what I had in mind. I thought it was about 7 minutes.
What was you going to do in 7 minutes?
Oh, I was just going to sit down.
You brought that rowing machine in there, didn't you? We could have had a row, I suppose. Should
do a bit of exercise.
It's good to keep buff, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly, it's good to keep buff. Especially with our guests, what we get on here. We don't want to miss any opportunities, do we?
Well, you don't. How's the dating going?
Oh, no. I took a bird out last week.
Yes. How did that go?
How would you say it went?
Disastrously?
No, not disastrously, Barry.
Catastrophically.
Disappointingly. I say just disappointing, you know. Yeah. Which is a step up from disastrous and catastrophic, which is where I've currently been lying.
Yeah.
So disappointment, in my world, is I'm making progress.
It's a boon.
Yes, yeah, a boon.
Because
I took it down to one key.
Oh, they're nice and rude down there, aren't they, the one key?
Yeah, yeah. They chuck the food at you.
Oh, it's lovely.
And then when you go to pay, they look at you like you have rub shit on their chest.
Yeah, that's it. And it's funny, that, isn't it?
It's really funny.
Yeah, of course, you did rub a bit of shit on someone's chest once, didn't you?
But that's like six months ago. You'd have thought, A, they wouldn't let me back in, but they do, they don't care.
You rub one bit of fecal matter on a Chinese waiter's uniform, and suddenly your persona non grata.
Yeah, you get blacklisted.
So you went down there. What did you get? Did you get a fortune cookie and that?
You get a fortune cookie. Mine said, good luck, mate.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, it was sort of like a warning, you know, as if to say, with what you've got, you're going to need all the luck in the world,
and
you know.
Did you have any luck with the lady? No, I didn't have any luck with the lady.
No, she got in the cab
and
her parting words were, Angelos, and I thought, I'm in luck here.
Yes, I thought, hello.
Here we go. Yeah. She said, Angela.
So I said, come to bed, Owen. I said, yes, Magda.
Because, you know, she's from Poland.
Yeah.
She said, Angela. So I said, yes, Magda. She said, I have been on some dates in my time. You know, because I'm now 64. And I said, I know you've been on a few, mate. Right.
Yeah.
And she said, but this date where you took me down the one
key
is probably the worst date I've been on.
Ever been on.
And I was ashamed because I'd splashed out quite a bit of money down the one key. And before that, I'd splashed out quite a bit of money taking it to see Lone Survivor.
Right.
Which is, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's about 5 Navy SEALs that get shot to pieces on a mountainside in Afghanistan.
So you've done the film and then you've done the Chinese.
Which is what you're supposed to do, yeah. I talked all the way through the film.
Just to say what's going on?
No, I was talking to someone else.
On your phone?
On my phone, all the way through the film.
Well, you're a busy man, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I was organising tomorrow's date. So I just wanted to make sure that I had all the tickets for the cinema already, and the restaurant booked.
Well,
you know,
quite honestly.
And actually, we got on the phone. So, you know,
that's a good thing, really, isn't it? You know, you can't take a chance. If it hadn't gone well, you've got, you know.
Yeah, I've got a backup, haven't
I? I mean, the nice thing is, I noticed you brought in some pancakes with a bit of crispy duck in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you'll save on the date. You'll save on the date.
Well, I'll just take her down the park. And then she'll think, what are you doing here?
She's foreign as well. She's Romanian, this one.
She said, what are you doing here in the park? On the common?
Yeah.
And I say, hold on a minute. Yeah, no, are you hungry, my sweet darling? And she go, oh, I'm starving. I could eat a horse. I said, well, you don't have to eat a horse. Because look at this in my pocket. Oh, it's a duck. And, like, you know, I've got it all wrapped in a towel.
And a
Winston Churchill tea towel.
That's it. And what do you do with the plum sauce? You've got that in a... Well, it's in a little Tupperware thing, isn't it? You've got in your other pocket.
No, it's just in my pocket. I just spoon it in.
Oh, spoon it in.
Spoon it in, and then you just pull it out of your finger, rub it on, right? And then hand it over. And then at the end of the night, you can either just wash your jacket or chuck it in the lake.
Yeah. It's the food of love, isn't it? A crispy duck.
Crispy duck pancake. Yeah, yeah. You taking your Margaret out recently?
Well, we don't get out quite so much. So what we like to do is just go for a romantic walk up the path. Yeah. And then we normally turn round at the gate.
Yeah.
And I've had all that crazy paving done.
Oh, no,
We talk about that.
What, the crazy paving?
The crazy paving.
Yeah, how much that cost you?
Oh, a lot of money, £600.
You didn't put it in yourself, Barry?
No, I got my son, Dave. He's knocking about nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And I walk up, and the thing is, by the time we get back...
doing it in the middle of the night, Barry? Is he laying, digging up the patio?
Well, he don't want to be seen to be doing any work because he's on the social,
the benefits,
because he says he's only got one arm.
Yeah.
Of course, he's got two perfectly active.
I've seen him.
Yeah, of course he is.
But he is digging up the patio in the middle of the night, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he dug it up and he's got something out of it.
Yeah.
He won't tell me what.
And then he's put something in it and all.
He put something in it.
Late at night.
I say something, someone probably.
Sometime,
and then he's covered it over the crazy paving. But the lovely thing is, my Margaret is in such a state. By the time we turn round, you know, 4 foot up to the gate and turn and come back, she's forgotten where she's been all night. So she's
as good as going out. Just go again.
That's
a bit boring for you, though, because you know where you are.
Well, when you're married as long as I am, mate, it's all about giving. It's about showing a good time. I mean, she thinks that she's been to America. She's been to Miami.
Yeah.
I told her we're off to Ibiza. In truth, we've walked the length of the crazy paving.
And back again.
And back again, and,
Yeah. Does she not like take photos? And when she takes photos of all these places, she stick them on the fridge and think they all look the same. These countries.
What happens is I leave the lens cap on the camera.
I confound
this camera because
what
we saw the other day, we saw the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Of course, it wasn't. It was Regis next door, Vauxhall and Mariva.
Yeah,
but she don't know. All the moss growing all over it. But she don't know. Yeah.
You just got to take a photograph of that. Leave the lens cap on.
Because
you're old school with the technology, aren't you?
You don't have none of these digital phones
and all that.
Don't believe that. No. You know. So look, we've got lovely guest kind of Josie Gibson. She's on the phone.
Is she?
Josie Gibson on the phone now. Off Big Brother. No, not yet. She's on very shortly. I think that her people are talking to our people.
Okay, who's going to make that happen?
A major media event, and she's going to talk about the Big Brother.
Right, still talking about that, is she?
I think we'll talk about that.
She'll want to talk about something else.
She'll want to talk about something. Apparently, she lost a load of weight.
Yes. Well, Olivia Lee wants to find out how she do it.
We want to know how to keep the weight off.
Yes, it's all right losing it. It's keeping it off that is the battle. It's like the SAS. It's easy to get the wings. It's keeping them.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely right. Mm. So she's going to be on. And then I just thought we'd talk a lot of old rubbish. Yeah, you know.
How long have we got to do that?
Well, strictly speaking, she should be on the phone shortly. Okay. We'll speak to her. We'll see how it goes.
Pad it out as long as we need to.
And then we'll talk a bit about what's coming up the next week. And then we'll try and encourage people to phone in. We'll pretend there's a competition or something.
Pretend we're giving something away.
And then when do we get to go? Leave that building.
Yeah.
Well, when the show's up after 3 hours.
How long have we done?
2 hours and 20 minutes, something like that. Is it 2 hours, 20 minutes?
Another 40 minutes and then we can go.
Yeah, another 40 minutes and then we go. In the meantime, this is the one you choose.
Yeah, it's, I like this one.
Grandmaster Flash.
This is rapping.
The Message.
He's rapping this.
But Grandmaster Flash and the...
Yeah, listen. Oh, remember listen this? There. This is a drumming and that. The laser beams. The laser beams. Laser
futuristic beams. Laser beams. It's like a jungle sometimes. Dear me. How I keep them going under. Don't know what he's laughing at.
Break. Break.
Lovely. We got a window open in here.
Hold on a minute. Shut the window. Shut a blinking window.
That's it. Would you believe it? You know the one we was trailing? She was in Big Brother, most popular contestant ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to speak to her because I think she is going to be the guest of the best guest that we've ever had.
Ever
had on the show. So it won't be long now, will it?
No, it won't be long now.
So she comes on the show.
There was a rumour that she wasn't picking up the phone.
Oh, she's not coming.
Didn't want to speak to us.
Oh, she's probably heard the show.
She's heard the show, and she probably doesn't.
Fair enough.
It's not for her.
In an extraordinary U-turn.
She's now. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
I am.
Oh, it's Josie Gibson.
Oh my goodness, she's Josie Gibson.
Oh, Josie, we was worried you'd blown us out.
Do you know who you're speaking to, Josie?
I was waiting by the phone for you to call. I've been waiting on for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, you are speaking to Betty from Watford and Angelos
Epiphemiou from Neasden.
And
hello, nice to meet you.
Now, listen, it's lovely to speak to you.
It's really lovely to speak to you.
Is it?
And you too.
So nice to hear you shouting at us.
Yeah.
So, it's fine, my angel. It's absolutely fine. Where are you calling from, my sweet darling?
I'm calling from Bristol.
Okay. So just to let you know, we are in London, but you can just use the phone. You don't have to shout. So, because it's just on the phone line.
It will work.
All right, then.
Perfectly. That's better. That's so lovely.
I've got a real bad thing about shouting down the phone. Everybody I speak to, I shout on the phone. It's a nightmare.
Just pipe down a little bit more, a couple more degrees.
A little bit more.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're getting in the acceptable range. European Union rules.
Listen, Josie, we're only pulling your leg.
No, we're mucking about.
That's too loud.
There we go.
All right,
there
just bring it down a little.
Josie, you were the most successful contestant on Big Brother ever. Is that correct?
I don't know about that.
Well, you were voted by the British public. You were all phoned in. They didn't shout, but they voted on the show.
Phoned in from all parts of the country.
And you were voted, tell me if I'm wrong, my darling, the best ever contestant of Big Brother that's ever been in the world.
Is that right or wrong?
I think I had a lot of votes, yeah. But I don't know. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Let's not dispute the facts, Josie. Take the facts. You are very popular.
You're a very popular...
Oh, thank you very much.
And you sound very loud but nice,
you know. Yeah, you do sound nice, yeah.
What have you been doing since then? Because we all remember...
Because back in 2010,
a long time ago, 2010.
I've been very, very lucky. I haven't stopped since I come out of the house. So I've done two fitness DVDs. My latest one is 21 Day Fat Burn. I lost about 9 stone all in all since I got out of the house.
Hold on, not over 21 days, surely?
No, not over 21 days.
How did you do it? Because I am trying to shift an awful lot of fat. Yeah, she lives with me. But what I want to do
drag her out of a shack.
I I have I've got excess weight hanging around my neck for the last 62 years.
No. You want to see it, Josie? It gathers underneath his collarbone.
It gathers underneath his collarbone. It's hanging.
Loads of it.
You'd never believe it. I'm wearing a tie at the moment, but you can't see it because it's like a great big turkey neck all over it.
All over it. It must be about 20 or 30 pot noodles in there.
We need someone to cuddle.
Pardon?
It's good to have a little bit to cuddle, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, not excess
there.
Fat.
Not excess fat around the neck. He looks like a turkey.
I mean, my missus snuggled into my neck the other day whilst watching a programme, and I had to phone an ambulance because she couldn't breathe. And when I was on the phone, I said, she can't breathe due to excess fat around the neck. They said, well, you know, how has she managed that? I said, no, not hers, mine.
Yeah. You've got to get some of that timber off.
How do you that? That's the question. How do you do it, Josie? Long way round asking you how you do
I do high intensity training, and then I do strength training, and then I also do my own version of a paleo diet.
Oh, you do your own paleo diet, is it?
Yeah, you know about that, do you?
I think I might know something about that.
What's a paleo diet?
Well, Barry, it's mainly burgers and fish fingers and chops.
No!
And it's like pasta and all that stuff. It's bacon sandwiches, isn't it, Josie?
No, where I can't remember last time I had a bacon sandwich.
Don't you miss it?
No, because it makes you feel rubbish.
What do you eat then?
Everything natural.
Well,
as natural as possible, as back to Mother Nature as possible, as Mother Nature intended.
Is it hard to do that?
Like breast milk.
It's all very well, but I mean, how do you keep that going? I mean, you have to have a bit of an imagination, don't you? You have to find the right foods, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to plan ahead. You can't just go and pick something off the shelves and eat it, can you?
Oh, it's not as hard, and the society that we live in now is like they want us to be overweight and
fit.
It can be difficult, but now I try and just go up my local fruit and veg market, and then I go at the butchers, and I only pop in the supermarkets for my cleaning products, really.
And
you find, Josie, that the government are just pumping us full of fear and it's making us consume?
I think a lot of people have been getting very rich, and we're getting fat and sick, and it's all been greedy profit-making people in the food standards agency.
Yeah.
So the food industry is terrible, what they're doing to us. But you've just got to fight the system and eat clean.
They're poisoning us, aren't they, Jodie? They're poisoning us. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And it's slowly coming out bit by bit, and we're slowly starting to cotton on.
Yeah.
But there's been some amazing progress made lately with all the war on sugar.
Yeah.
And there's a big debate on whether sugar should be taxed and things like that. Yeah. But I'm not keen on the sugar tax.
Why not? Why aren't you keen? Because I am keen on it. I've signed a petition that Nigel Farage one of them was doing.
Yeah. What that says? What? No
this
more sugar.
Well, I'm going to attack it. A war on sugar. I want a war on sugar.
I want a war on sugar, but I think they should just stop adding it into our foods. They shouldn't just.
You don't want to go to war
over it.
Don't want to kill anyone.
No, but there's sucrose. Sucrose, isn't it? Sucrose is in all sorts of things.
Fructose is the killer.
Fructose.
That's what I meant. Fructose.
Corn syrup, Barry. It's just so many different things.
Anything that ends with O's is normally no good for you, anyway.
Absolutely.
But, like. And you can get all the sugar you need from two pieces of fruit a day. That's your daily, the daily recommendation. Two pieces of fruit a day is all you need.
Kiwi fruit, pineapple, something like that.
Kiwi fruit, pineapple. You can get all the sugar you need from two pieces of fruit, believe it or not. And then we pump it into everything else that we're eating as well. So we're all getting overweight.
It's highly addictive, isn't it, Josie?
It's the most socially addictive drug in the whole world. And we live in a nation of sugar addicts, unfortunately.
Can I ask you on the question of
you
your...
You want to see Barry's neck.
You want to see my neck.
You love a fruit bonbon.
Tell me, the 21-day diet, what does it entail then?
Well, I wanted to do a 21-day workout plan. So I believe due to your brain receivers, you can change habits and form habits in 21 days. And believe it or not, it actually takes 21 days to form a sugar addiction. So I think anything that you can form in 21 days, you can break in 21 days. So I come up with a DVD, the 21-day fat burn. Yes. And hopefully you carry on doing it within 21 days and you should be able to change your habits. So it's like if you brush your teeth to the left instead of to the right every morning for 21 days, your brain retrievers will pick it up after a while, and you'll carry on doing that. So you can form habits. I don't know if you've ever looked into NLP, have you?
Oh yeah, we've looked into that. Because Barry went to see Paul McKenna at Wembley Arena, and he got his watch nicked.
Yeah.
Paul McKenna, is that the one who goes out with Debbie McGee?
No,
yeah, he is. He goes out with Debbie McGee, Paul McKenna. He goes, you're like this, not a lot. Now let me hypnotise you.
Yeah, no, don't eat sugar.
Apart from the party political broadcast, can I ask you the Big Brother business? What was it like? Because we had Dane Bowers on last week, Kenzie, and they was talking about Big Brother and what a treat it was.
How much money they made?
Did they make a lot of money?
Oh, they made millions of pounds.
Millions of millions.
They said
millions of pounds off it. How much did you make?
You're joking.
How much did you make?
I haven't made millions, I don't think. I won 100 grand.
What did you do with it? What did you do with it? You buy a speedboat?
I didn't buy a speedboat. I'd love to buy a speedboat, but I gave 20 grand to charity.
Oh, you did.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
I give it to CLIC, you know, Cancer and Leukemia in Children?
Yes.
Yeah, they needed a new ward in Bristol, so I give 20 grand to them, and then I bought a house with the rest.
Good girl, you're wonderful, you are.
That's a very nice thing to do.
No wonder you won Most Popular Person in the World.
Yeah, giving 20 grand to charity.
Absolutely fantastic.
Was that a tax dodge, or did you actually want to?
No, they didn't take any of it, but I think if you've been that lucky, you've got to give some back, haven't you?
Oh, I would totally agree with you, yeah.
Cut to the quick, what's the most outrageous thing that happened in the house when you was there?
Yeah.
Most outrageous.
Yeah. Was that the one with the bottle?
I don't think I can say on radio, to be quite funny.
I think you can. You definitely can.
Does it definitely involve?
So there was a few quite outrageous stuff that happened, but I can't. I'm not indulged to say.
Self abuse.
Well, you know, there's a few things that might have happened.
Yeah, go on.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah, go on.
No way, I can't now.
You can say it. You can say anything. You can say it.
Well, you know.
We'll have you back on if you say it.
There's a few bits that happened. I think, do you know what? It was so long ago, it didn't feel like I was ever in there now.
Yeah, but you clearly remember these things because you don't want to say them.
Pusher, what happened?
All right, let's get off this subject
was
now.
Was it sex stuff?
Might have been.
Yeah, lovely. Some sex stuff. That's what we thought was going on.
It all goes on in there. It's like being trapped on a desert island, isn't it, with someone.
Yeah, lovely. Would do. Very focused environment.
Very nice.
Who are you going out with now then, Jodie?
I've got a plumber.
Have you?
Plumber?
Yeah, I've got a plumber.
Yeah? Where do you get his plums from?
I met him when I was... a bit worse for wear at the SW4 festival.
Oh, that's nice. You were pissed out, were you?
Is he Corgi registered?
He's Corgi registered, I was totally off my face. I thought he was the best looking bloke on the planet.
And now you're stuck with him.
Mind you, you know what? They're worth their weight in gold, plumbers, ugly or not. Do you get him on the diet and all that, or is he a big fat chet?
No, he ain't. No, he tries to eat healthy, but he keeps all his rubbish in the van.
And has he bled your radiator?
Bled my radiator? Oh, right.
Has he?
I think he has. No, he's quite a good plumber. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Okay.
Nice.
So tell us a bit more about your fitness DVD.
I did a fitness DVD. It was released in January. I've got strength sessions on there. I've got high intensity sessions on there. And you can, it's for endurance, time and strength. And then there's also a fitness test on there that you can take every week, so you know you're improving, that you can stick on your fridge. And I just wrote a book actually as well called Love Food, Stay Slim.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, it's a book and all, is it? Tell us
about love food,
that.
But I like to stay slim.
Well, you got to eat the right food, didn't you?
You've got to eat the right food.
It's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science, but it's hard with the you know, society that we live in.
Oh, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Come on, Arthur Scargill, give it a rest. Look, you know, I'll tell you what, though, some years ago, remember Jane Fonda, she'd done a workout
she's
one
day. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it worked wonders, because by the time I wrestled the cellophane off it, I was absolutely knackered. Yeah. I must have lost about £7 trying to get that
trying to get the security tab off it in the shop
exactly,
so you could nick it.
Exactly. Listen, my darling, I'm going to get your DVD. I'm guaranteed to be stuck to the screen. Literally, I just want to say it's been an absolute joy having you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, lads. Thank you very much.
We really liked you. A little bit loud in the headphones.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
No,
I am married.
No, don't worry about it.
It's just a lesson for the future.
Yeah. All right. Well, say hello to Justin Lee Collins for me.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yes, you all know each other around there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Of course we do, yeah.
We just saw him in the hall slumped with his cans of beer.
Yeah.
It was sober him up later and push him in front of a microphone.
Yeah, we'll give him a slap round the face.
Yeah, slap round the face, a filthy beast. I'll tell you something about him. He loves fructose. He's got a bucket of fructose that he's sucking up with a straw.
Last time I seen him, he'd lost a load of weight.
He's a sugar donut. The cameras play tricks on you.
He's been airbrushed, like on GQ.
He's been airbrushed. All right, listen.
I thought he was doing well.
All right,
well, I'll
see you later, lads.
Lovely speaking to you.
Fat bloater.
All right, then.
All right.
Bye.
She was ever so nice, wasn't she? Ever so nice. This is...
What's this?
Anna Calvi. Suddenly. Right. Join us after this for some gold at last.
Wonderful. That sounded like the Arcade Fire one, didn't it?
The whole of the music in the show has been MOTD.
Match of the Day.
Middle of the Road. Middle of the road.
Shit. By any other name. But it's going to get better.
We've got a couple of little diamonds up our sleeve.
And that is because we have wrestled control of the playlist. Absolutely, rest your control of the playlist.
Oh, now listen.
Do you know, Barry, I saw wonderful TV program the other day. I don't watch a lot of TV.
No, I don't.
I watched this show on the other day, and I think it's got a big future.
What's its name?
It's called Only Fools and
Horses. I think I've seen it.
Have you?
I think I've seen it.
With Rodney and the Del Boy.
Rodney Goodfellow. Rodney, Del and Rodney.
Yeah, that's them.
They live in a flat in Packham.
In Chris Packham.
Yeah. And they're like market traders, I'll say.
They are like market traders. Well, they are market traders. I've seen it. Fly tippers, fly traders.
It's got a big future. It's got everything.
It's got a heart and a soul.
At last, a comedy that all the family can enjoy.
Yeah, they all sit round together.
They all sit round, yeah, enjoy. Because... You know, that sort of comedy. I mean, a lot of days nowadays, it's F this, F that.
Yeah, I
you're
don't
a
like
C,
that.
Don't be a W.
Yeah.
Why don't you F-O?
WTF is going on.
F in C.
And
there's a lot of that. going on now. Only Fallen Horse.
Yeah, it doesn't trade in any of that stuff.
No, it doesn't. It's good, honest British comedy. And if that's a crime nowadays,
yeah, it is.
If that's a crime, you can shove it out your face.
Out your face.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You seen anything that you could recommend to me?
A lovely one. It's starring a very funny comedy actress, Wendy Craig, Butterflies.
Oh, lovely.
There's not one butterfly in it.
No?
No.
That's a disappointment, isn't
it? Well,
where's it set? Kew Gardens?
Kew Gardens, no. It's not. It's not a Kew Gardens.
It's not set there?
It's set in the suburbs.
Park Butterfly House?
No, it's set in the suburbs. Oh. Probably Surrey or something like that.
Surbiton.
Surbiton. And basically it's about a lady and she's got...
What does she do? Does she work at a petrol station?
She don't do none of that, although that would have been an improvement if she...
Oh, you didn't like it then?
I liked it, but what I'd like to see is more comedy set at a petrol station. What so you and I should do is pitch a story about a petrol station.
Yeah, pitch it, yeah.
You play the...
I'll be the pump.
Hapless pump attendant.
Pump attendant.
Do they have those anymore?
No.
That would scrap that.
But it don't matter. We can reintroduce
it. Dramatic license.
Yeah, do what we like. We're putting out the money for it.
We could put out the money, make a pilot. Try and sell it.
Who would you play in it?
I'd play a man who works behind the till.
Right, okay.
And I'd go, do you want a VAT receipt with that?
No.
You got to connect a card with
I've got one of them, Beep.
And then not many jokes at the moment, but that's the sort.
Well, I could, be the fella that comes in and rearranges the magazines on the shelves. And then a funny thing I could do is move all the magazines, what is on the top shelf, down to the bottom shelf where the kids can see them.
Hilarious consequences.
Yeah.
What are you doing, you silly idiot? You've moved the razzle down to the bottom.
Yeah, down to where what car should be.
Oh, God, that's flipped open. I'm looking straight into the new year there as a lady's boss, you know. And then...
up tomorrow.
Pardon?
Nothing.
And then...
Then what could happen? Because they serve all sorts of things there, don't they? Like, they've got coffee in those places now.
They like to make out that there's, what do they call it?
He's like a house shop. He's like an house shop, innit?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, whatever. Next people go, they get their petrol and they pop in to buy a new sofa or something, don't they?
You know, it's like IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA. The days when you went in there, just IKEA.
Kia.
And then bought,
Just bought a Mars bar and a petrol and then cleared
now,
off.
Now, you can go in there, you can virtually buy a house in there.
Well, I spend half the day in there.
Just leave the car in the forecourt so no one can get in and get their petrol.
Exactly, go and have a little browse around.
Well, in that case, you could play a sofa salesman in the shop.
Yeah.
Or a barista.
Yeah, okay. You know. And my catchphrase would, you would say, have you sold anything today, Leon?
Yeah.
And I say, so far, so good.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is, write that one down.
I'm gonna write it.
S-O-F-P-H-E-R.
Sofa.
Not sofa.
Sofa.
That's one joke.
So good.
What was the other one? Write down Mags, porno Mags.
Porno Mags. Razzle where what car Razzle should be.
Where what car should be. And then in brackets, kids come in, hilarious kids consequences.
In, staring at a bummer. So I think we've probably exhausted.
That's episode one.
All the jokes.
And we've got the
in that.
We've got the catchphrase in nice and early. Sofa, so
good. Sofa, so
good. So no, not sofa. Say it like
that. Sofa, so good.
I'll tell you what is funny.
Go on.
This could be the theme tune. Remember this? You requested it earlier, the Wurzels.
Yeah.
This is great. Remember this?
Yeah, I do remember
it. Here we go.
That's more like
that's it.
That's it. That's more like it.
Oh, hey? There, you see?
Hey, that's a song.
Now, that is a song, yeah, not that Arcade Fire, Calvi rubbish.
Oh, God, give us a rest.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Blimey. Any
other wonderful sitcom ideas, we'll let you know next time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
if they're not on TV already.
If they're not on already, and who knows, we've had a few nicked off us. I mean, exactly. You wrote Game of Thrones, didn't you, one weekend?
Yeah, I did. I knocked that up on my... On my calculator.
Yeah.
I put the bones. I put down
the bones on the cyan organiser.
On my palm pilot.
On his palm pilot.
And then I went and wrote it all out on paper.
In your best, right?
Yeah, you know. Printed it on paper.
And what happened? It was stolen.
Well, no, it wasn't stolen.
Oh, you sent it off?
No, it's just I went down Lidl.
Oh, yeah.
And I had it in... Just had it in the basket, in the bottom of my basket.
What happened, you got left?
I left it in the basket,
you flipping idiot.
Oh, no. And so, then what's his name? George R. R. Martin must have gone in after me.
Yeah.
Right? And then he must have picked my basket up.
Yeah.
And it had Game of Thrones in there.
Oh, God.
And before you know it, it's a worldwide global epic.
If only...
With Sean Bean and dwarfs.
If he just looked on the back of it, he would have just picked up some eggs and some washing up liquid.
Yeah, that would have been his day.
If he hadn't turned it over...
Yeah, that's right. He would have seen,
Game of Thrones.
See, if I come up with that, I could probably come up with something else.
Well, look,
I'll put all my efforts into the petrol station thing now.
Well, we've got some of that, and if we next week we could work on that,
flesh it out.
Flesh it out. If
put
anyone
some
wants
skin on the bones.
Put some skin on the bones.
Yeah.
That's how we talk in television. Yeah, isn't it? That's how they talk.
Flesh it out. Run the idea up the flagpole, see if it flies.
Go and have a meeting about a meeting. Get your people to speak to my people.
Yeah.
We'll have a meeting.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of... I like the tone of it. They say tone and pitch it to people.
Yeah, no, it's got... Yeah, tonally.
It's got legs.
Tonally, it fits the channel.
Fits the channel's tonally. Identity.
Tonally.
And I think what you want to do is cross-pollination, cross-media pollination on all forms.
Internet. I mean, it depends which platform you're writing for these days.
Overhead projector, internet, CFAX.
Oil rig platform.
Any of that stuff. And we'll just have a meeting.
Don't dictate what it is you write.
You've got to know what platform you're writing for.
Platform free, what
station. Yeah. I wouldn't write for that.
No!
What an idiot. Blimey.
I want some sort of return.
So who we got on next week, as well as more sitcom ideas? Who's coming on next week?
I think finally we've got Jane Bolan.
Oh, is Jane Bolan coming on?
Jane Bolan and Jane McDonald off of the cruise ship.
Wonderful, wonderful.
She's coming on.
What about,
sing her heart out.
Yeah, lovely. What about Janet Brown, who used to do that lovely Margaret Thatcher impression? Did we get her?
I think she's coming on, yeah.
Janet Jackson?
No, she won't come on.
Michael, I know he's dead.
She's still getting over her clothes being ripped off at the Super Bowl.
Well, we wouldn't do that here.
I assured her.
Did you send a letter through?
I wrote in the strongest possible terms. There's no way we will rip the cover of your tit off on Fubar Radio, because it's not worth our while.
No, let's make that perfectly clear. We won't be revealing her nips, her arse, any vag area. That will not be happening.
No.
If you're listening, LaToya or Janet or any of the Jackson family, you can keep your clothes on.
Yeah, you can rest assured.
You know, as Terence Trent D'Arby once said, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
He was right to an extent.
Yeah.
But if you really want to take it over here, I suggest you stripping down to the altogether.
Yeah. So, if you want to have a bit of fun...
Take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off.
Janet Jackson, if you want to come on, you will have to take your clothes off.
We've revised the policy.
Changed the opposition on that.
Anyone from the Jackson family, maybe not his mum... We would have to ask you to take your clothes off.
So if that is all right with you, we'll book you in for next week.
Can we get any of the Jacksons? Please book down nude.
Yeah. Make sure they know that, because it'll really be embarrassing if they come in here and
You say, oh, what's going on? You're fully clothed.
Didn't you get the email? Sorry.
Ellie?
Didn't you get the email about taking your clothes off?
Nakedness at football.
Nude. So she's coming on. Anyone else coming on? Any dogs?
we've got that lady, you know, who won the Britain's Got Talents, and she's coming on with a dancing dog.
Yeah.
She says it, she kicks it around the room. It's not dancing, it's in pain. And we don't want her nude. The dog can be nude, that's fine.
We don't want you nude.
If you're the lady who won the
Britain's Got Talents
with a dog act.
You can keep clothes on.
You keep your clothes on, but don't kick the dog.
Because the dog is the star of that show.
Oh, she liked it. She liked to pretend she was the star.
Yeah,
but no, the dog, you know.
And also, if you want to make a dog do that, feed it as many drugs as you like.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's coming on. Simon Cowell, as I say, is coming
on. He's coming on.
Barack Obama has said no. Is that right? Barack Obama said no.
It's a negative from Obama. We are still working on him for the following week.
Yeah.
Roger Hargreaves.
Is he on? Well,
has he said yes?
The author of the Mr. Men. He did say yes, but whether he meant it, he's a liar, isn't he? I call him Mr. Liar.
Yeah.
Never mind Mr. Happy. Mr. Lead You Up a Garden Path and then not turn up. Mr. Big Promises is what I call Roger.
Mr. Let You Down at the last minute, mate.
Mr. Time Waster.
Mr. Oh, thanks very much. I thought you said yes, but now you're clearly saying no without actually saying
it. Mr. I know the show's doing well and I did express a little bit of an interest on coming on, but actually, if truth be told, I can't be bothered. So, Roger Hargreaves, you can sling your flipping knock as far as we concerned.
Don't come on, even if you want to.
But who is coming on? The one and only, and here he is, Demis Roussos.
The cackerwalling Greek.
So, next time. Beautiful. This is music.
Beautiful. You can just see the caftan blowing in the wind.
We'll say bye bye till next time. Bye bye, Angelos.
Bye bye,
Barry. Bye bye, Barry.
Bye bye, Barry.
Bye bye,
Barry.